Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Y'all are too kind. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down. I'm your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and I'm joined by that guy, the one, the only, Batman, J-Rob, the wise son. What's good with you, bro?
Van Meadows, how you doing? What it is, what it do, when we do what we do. How you doing, brother?
Brother,
good to see
I
you.
Nah,
in the co-pilot seat. How you doing, man?
Man, I am doing phenomenal, bro. Just phenomenal. Been waiting for the Get Down all week so that we can have the Get Down Limelight Poetry Awards. Man, first ever.
See, they didn't know. They didn't know this was coming, Van. They didn't know this was coming. They just thought we was going to do what we usually do when we do what we do. They didn't know we was coming up with the Poetry Awards, with the Spoken Word Awards. They had no idea that the Get Down was going to show poets how much we appreciate how much they get down.
Yes, sir.
With the first
annual.
You know what this means, right? It means it just don't stop.
It just don't stop. That's right.
The Get Down Open Mic Limelight Awards Show. Y'all ready? I don't know if they're ready.
I hope so, man. I hope they're ready. But we cannot go any further without acknowledging the gentleman that strode down the red carpet tonight, the gentleman that shouted out, baby, baby, as he walked through into the building, man, our CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Let's give a huge shout out to him.
Mr. Lights, Cameras, Action himself, exactly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, listen. If the dial-in number, ladies and gentlemen, if you happen to be listening in online and you'd like to come in and get your award, 319-527-6300, and by all means, please press 1 so that we can acknowledge you. Hey, man, tonight's show, all of the commercials, all of the billboards that y'all are seeing is sponsored by one company, just one. One company decided to sponsor this whole thing, and that is Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw?
Tell them.
I got mine. You got yours?
I got mine.
Yeah.
I got mine.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, Oh man. First of all, let me give it back to my co-host real quick. May I say, sir, you decked out in that tux, man. You're looking very suave and very debonair this evening, my brother.
Me?
It suits you.
Me?
It suits you.
Bro, listen. I know dope when I see dope. And I know when a brother walk in here smelling like $1 million and he's sharper than a box of brand new razor blades. I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. You're trying to take the after party home by yourself. I see what you're doing. I see you. I'm digging what I'm looking at. I'm digging this whole tuxedo bow tie thing. I was like, yeah, somebody finally got him in a bow tie.
You,
I knew he could do it.
Appreciate you, bro. Thank you, bro. Appreciate you. Hey,
look at all light.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, man. You know, I want to get to these categories, but first I got to acknowledge the stunning sisters in their gowns on the runway. Ms. VIP, Essentially.
Did you see that?
Donnie, Don,
did you see that?
Lisa Lips, oh my God!
Did you see that?
The Dragons, man, Tila Shaw, man, did you see all these women? Whew, my God! And man, y'all look so gorgeous tonight. And the brothers is coming through.
Saying.
Brothers coming through. Brothers is showing out. We see you, brothers. We see you. Joe the Verbal got that Miami Vice swag going on. He said, man, forget that bow tie and tie. Give me that shirt and that jacket. Divine Demon, look at him strutting, strolling, man. Just that man. See Bella out there. Look at her. Oh my God.
Your boy.
Look at Mr. Metaphor. You see he lost all that weight.
I see him, man. Hey, C-Double 34 Music is out there, y'all. Whoa, look at him, man. Man, he got the cane. He got that Mike McCleary bass walk with that cane. He got that strut. Man, listen, man. This award show is about to be hype. J-Rob, what you got for the people, man? What you got for the people? Let them know about three special awards. Let them know, bro.
Folks, if y'all don't know, first let's be real clear. This show is not based off of popularity. It's based on what you spit tonight. That's first. And there's a lot of categories, so y'all will fall in it. At the same token, these was all the three special awards. Is the Mr. Epiphany Award, named after our CEO. The second one is the Get Down Award, named after Van Meadows and myself. The third one is the fan favorite. And let me explain why it's the fan favorite. You get to choose who you like. And the more votes that somebody get, and y'all got to hit the event page. And tonight's event page, we giving you some LL. We giving you some Charlie Wilson. We giving you some Aaron Hall. We going back and forth. We giving you System. Hit the event page. Let us know what you think. And the fan favorite award will be chosen by you, the listeners. And please, let's not get this twisted. This ain't just a show. Van Meadows and John Robinson, I'm sorry. Poetic and J. Rob the Wise Son have every intention on making sure that you get an award, a real award from us. So you're going to have to hit Van Meadows or myself back channel with your email address so we can send you what we got planned for you. I don't think anyone else has ever done an awards show like this on radio. Welcome to the Get Down. We tend to jump off the springboard first. And let's see who else wants to splash in this water. So, Van Meadows, that's me. I'm going to throw it back to
you. My brother. Hold on. Let's do this real quick.
They know who we be.
That's right. You know who we be, man. It is time to get the award show underway. Oh, man. So, J-Rob, would you like to bless us first, my brother? Would you like to be the first poet?
Listen,
to get on
we can't have a show like this and not jump off that springboard, as I said before. So, if you don't mind, Van, I'd like to start our show off. If that's okay with you, I'd like to get on down.
Absolutely, brother. Go ahead and get on down.
This piece is entitled Poetry Regrets. If I never get a chance to ever spit another rhyme ever again, if I never get a chance to make another spoken word friend, if I never get to hear them say they like what I'm saying, or even the music that I'm playing or the truth that I'm saying, if I never am moved by another song or listen to your spit all night long, if I never wrote anything you might like or hit the stage and feeling that fright, if I never get a chance to even be seen at another venue, if my joints may seem whack to you, if I never get a chance to shake another hand of a fan that says, bruh, wow, you the man, if I never get to go overseas, and the stories just like these, and they touch people like these words in the breeze, or just like he's hitting Steph Curry with threes, I found it out that it may not be what I do in life, as long as they remember you in your afterlife. Imagine what the mic would be without me. In my head, that's like one instrument and no symphony, but that's not really me. Imagine if I tried not to continue, or never get invited to another venue, or didn't believe Rob when he said that I was dope or talented. He said he wasn't talking to me like that, as if I was a kid. Imagine if I could read some of this to my pop and to my big brother, the first time he heard me and said, yo, pay attention, that's my baby brother. If I could forget how to put these words together, if I can't make them seem that I put them all in my head just to remember, what would happen if I supposed to take this to places that nobody knows? What happened if you would ever thought of me if I didn't want to write any more poetry? What if my voice went away today? Would you still want to hear me any type of way? I need to say thank you all with gratitude and apologize to anyone who thought that I was rude, or if that was just still another South Bronx attitude. I just love to write dope hooks and have people read my joints in many different books. And I pray that someday someone will like me or write like me, as I mirror James Baldwin, Langston Hughes, or Nikki Giovanni. But if God took his gift back, as a matter of fact, I would pretty much beg for this gift back. And the way I begged for her not to leave me when she still left, because this poetry thing seems that this is all that I've got left. But if my writing touched any just one time, then penning this was worth every trick of my time. I even forgive the people that truly hurt me. Thank you to my man Murder for always reminding me about loyalty. Because after everything I knew about me, I didn't mean any disrespect, so I have a whole lot of apologies, like not having kids, and that's one of my few regrets. But when I speak a ton about poetry, it never let me down. And we are here together, so poetry will always be found. And everybody will always say this forever, because poetry saved my life. Poetry will forever be my always and forever. No regrets. And that's that piece.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is J-Rob, the wise son. And his category that he's receiving an award for this evening, as nominated by me, is the Most Distinguished Poet Award. Congratulations, bro.
I thank you, sir.
Wow.
Well, I'm not going to let this one slide by, bro. But I'll wait until you finish your commentary before I ask my question of you.
Yeah, man. There's a serious lines in this piece, man, which makes it distinguished. But the line that I love the most: what would happen if I supposed to places nobody knows? What would happen to what you thought of me if I didn't want to write any more poetry? Wow. The world would suffer a great loss, brother, if you didn't decide to write any more poetry. That's a beautiful piece, brother.
My man, I appreciate you, Van. Thank you.
I appreciate you, brother.
Thank you. So now, I'm going to step right back for a hot second, and I need to hear what my brother got. So, Van, come on with the come on. Stop playing and get down with the get down.
Yes, sir, good brother. The title of this piece is called Deep Rooted. My veins are deeply rooted in her chemistry. Her chemistry is planted in my soul for symmetry. While the fruit of our labor is a sweat and moans heard by our neighbor. We spend time with our hands in each other's soil. The water rehydrates and aids in our toxic turmoil. As we grow together, forcing out weeds, the union planted in the garden needs more rays dripping on us from the sun. The cherry red love blossoms has just begun, like fresh sweet lilies. The beauty of her in full bloom is peace to thine eyes. And my chemical equation that's tested by her mental hypothesis tells me that the rose thorns I once knew were a psychosis that will be never no more. And the ravens will not perch upon my branches anymore, because she's there to help lift and build me. As I indulge in the dirt that we've grown from, and we will be the shade to all other lovers, as they bring blankets and covers to be comforted by the oxygen of our love, as their serotonin scent the air rising above, so that heaven can send blessings upon its creation. From the flowing of my veins that are rooted in her chemical synchronization, I'm compelled and not overwhelmed at how our heartbeats beat as one. Omnious things that could end this union is whisked away in the air of confusion, because this is pure. This is pure love for sure. And that's that piece.
I love this. I love this for a lot of reasons. But let me give you what stuck out to me, and I hope I'm not too long-winded with this. As they bring blankets and covers to be comforted by the oxygen of our love, as some of their serotonin scents the air rising above so that heaven can send blessings upon its creation, from the flowing of my veins that are rooted in her chemical synchronizations. Shit. I'm like, damn, that right there, I need to commit to memory because I want to say that shit to somebody. That is hot. That is hot.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you.
I love that line. I got to commit that to memory. I like that. Man, listen.
You have it, my bro. You can have it.
I dig this a whole lot. And because I had an idea that you might come with something this slick, I spoke to the judges ahead of time, and we came up with the Sophisticated Gent Poetic Award. And
thank you.
This is being presented to you, Van Meadows, and a special shout-out to your pen for allowing that ink to flow. Because, again, I got to commit this to memory. That shit right there is too hot. But
thanks,
yeah,
brother, I appreciate you.
That right there, the Sophisticated Gent of Poetry Award.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
You're more than welcome.
Whew, man.
Are you, hey Van,
are you
seriously ready? Because you know, once the floodgates open, you can't put a finger in there. You got to get some. You know, you got to get something to cover that up, because that's a real, man, the floodgates are about to open. You ready?
I'm ready, bro. I'm ready.
Then let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, stepping off the red carpet onto the stage right now is Epiphany's own one half host of the Love Zone. She is Miss VIP. Hey, Ms. VIP.
Hey. Hello. How are you?
Well, hello there.
Hi, J-Rod.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good now that I'm hearing your voice. In the words of Rakim, in the words of Rakim, it's been a long time.
Oh, my. All right.
Yes. Well, welcome, so, welcome, welcome to the to
yes,
the Limelight,
welcome.
The Get Down Limelight Award show.
Uh-huh.
Might I add that you look stunning in that dress that you're wearing.
Well, thank you. Thank you, darling.
And them shoes. I see you. I see you coming
upon my toes just for it.
All lickable. Let me stop and let Van talk. I'm sorry.
That's all right. So Ms. VIP.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to grace the mic and get on down?
I am ready.
Well, go ahead and get down. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is an old piece called My Muse. Please, he whispered in my ear, be my muse. See, the sun doesn't compare with your smile. No artist can paint you. No picture can capture your true essence. I am not a poet. I am the ink. And you, my dear, are the poetry. So please, my love, be my muse. Your heart is beautiful, touching those with your compassion, and that makes you beautiful on the outside. Your intellect makes you brilliant, yet confident, not arrogant. You don't seek attention, but you're the star in my story that shines bright throughout the sky. You're the beacon to find my way home. You're the song I'd sing that all the world would know. It's you. I'm not a poet. I am the ink, and you, my dear, are the poetry. I became his muse. I figured I'd had nothing to lose. Our love grew. My heart he didn't abuse. He dared to shout it from the rooftop how much he loved me, and he'd never stop. We walked hand in hand. He made me understand, saying, baby, I'm for real. It was all it could be. He produced a diamond ring, said it's forever, and how it was his woman, love and poetry. I admit he gives me butterflies. My eyes light up when I see him. There's no deception, just honesty, no lies. He loves me, really loves me. The universe blessed me. I am now the poet. I'm the ink, and he is my muse, my love, and poetry, and that's that piece.
Well, damn, yo, for real, this is old poetry? I want to be that old man you wrote that to. That is hot.
Bro, you don't recognize that piece?
I know I heard it before, but she didn't spit it like this.
She did not spit it like that. That was from our show where
I'm the ink and you're the poetry.
I'm the ink and you're the poetry. Yes. Oh, man.
Thank you.
Strong
J.
Strong J. Strong J.
Well. I've just been handed an envelope, and I am anxious to see what category you just got an award for, Ms. VIP. Are you excited?
I'm excited. I am.
I'm excited. All right. Here we go. All right. Ms. VIP, wow.
Yes.
Wow. For this piece, the judges have said you are the female most rhythmic poet.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
See, that's ooh, man. Congratulations.
Congratulations
for bringing that piece. Most rhythmic female poet. You are the bomb diggity. That's right. I brought it back. Old school bomb diggity. I sure
diggity.
Did.
Well, thank you.
Before we have the ushers escort you back to your seat, can you please let everybody know where they can find you, hear more of you?
Oh, absolutely. Every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we, my sexy diva and I, La Perla Negra, are in the Love Zone, where we have topics that make you think, and we can go left and we can stay right sometimes, but we always have fun.
Mm. All right.
All right. Now, thank you, Ms. VIP.
Thank you so much
for that piece. Congratulations on your award.
Oh my God!
Thank you.
Oh my God! Yes.
And just please escort her down to her seat, ladies and gentlemen. That is Ms. VIP. Wow. Now this is how we start the show off. This is how the Limelight Award Show is starting off, ladies and gentlemen. Oh man!
Welcome to the get down.
Yes. Are we ready to bring up the next artist? All right, ladies and gentlemen. With his Miami Vice attire, we got Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. What's happening with you, brother?
Hey, what's up, Poetic? J. Rob the Wild Son, how y'all doing this lovely evening, this festive evening with all the
salute to you, King.
Hoopla, man. Hey, man. What's
up, brother?
Salute to you, King.
It's a festive time.
Yeah.
Good to hear you, man.
I gotta tell you, I'm digging that look. I'm digging that Don Johnson look you got going on right now. Complete with the shade.
I'm digging it, bro.
I am digging it.
How they say it, man? You can tell when the brother is sweeter than candy and smoother than silk. That's how this brother getting it in. Come on now. Giving all those sweeties diabetes. You see what he's doing?
Right. I see what he's doing.
Giving those sweeties diabetes. I'm going to have to use that, J-Rob. Definitely.
Now, my brother, J-Rob has.
Yes, sir.
He's going to usher you to the mic, J-Rob.
Yeah. Joe, my brother, bro, mind dancer, welcome to the first annual Get Down. Limelight Award Show, and without a whole lot of hoopla, whatever piece you brought to the microphone, there's an award for that. So I'm going to do what's right, and I'm going to step on back. I'm going to move Van out the way. I'm going to move this sexy chick over here who got your award, and we're going to step back and let you touch the microphone and engage the audience. So please, go ahead and get on down.
All right. The piece I bought tonight is called State Count. 51 is the number. Let no man put us under. Yet they've always put us under them. On your knees under them. If you breathe under them. As they seize any freedoms you need under them. Your consumption is based on their needs. 51 is the number. C-SPAN for the visual. If you think Donella Frazier's video was critical, you have to watch Congress in action among this inaction, the amount of distraction, then they ride the fox and lie. They bribe a fox and cry foul. Everyone fits a profile. 51 is the number, but that number may outnumber them. Aren't those debates about who the public votes in? The strength of your policies ought to be a sure win. It's your wind that blows people off. You speak about nothing and draws off. 51 is the number, now you got your paws on. You were hot to hit that dot when your leader used that sword off. Blasted on Twitter if you didn't get his calls off. Man, pay the hole. They'll mention any Clinton. That Maury Springer type rhetoric would definitely pause off. 51 is the number. That no man put asunder. You voted for a bum, sir. All that bull is in the dumpster. You can't save face for one, sir, especially a one-termer. Come on now. H.R. 51 is under the gun. Those truths are not self-evident. Hell, they ain't even told the truth about irrelevance. 51 is the number of states that would be. Basically make a state out of Washington, D.C. Red brick cobblestones in a horse trough. The Iceman coming soon in his red truck. Summer days in the hydrants. Remnants of slaves buried in the garden. 51 is the number, and we haven't got nothing from 50. A once-in-a-lifetime, as we know, a chance at history. They didn't let him do shit or approve a better policy. Instead, you fled and sent out silent apologies. Apostrophes in the wrong place. Atrocities with a smiley face. 51 is a number. I'll say this one more time. 51 is a number that's stuck in my mind. You know there's an album called Chocolate City? Back in the day, that was my surface to clean weed. Is our purpose to cling to the old days or make life easier to reach an old age? Outrage over something new. Engage in more than edited news. Discredited views are quiet. C-SPAN is like SpyNet. You can see them. They can't hide it. You can hear them peel your pride back to a bare minimum so their millennials can tear into you. This sharing thing is new. The scariness just proves. Y'all some ride or die on that redneck brew. Red states and their crew banking on you. They've been planking and plotting, head off in the scholars, especially the swallows. Now some post and just follow her. Check the real politics. I wanted to see who I voted for. If the speech doesn't match their speech, then you don't get my vote no more. It's just that simple. So why the ripples in philosophy? All that dribble before the Civil War is still a reality. We the people can see you. Raise your mics if you think the insurrection was an anomaly. Voice to the bottom of the sea and deceive you. Television is edited to amaze and deceive you. They are taking the voters. I write this to make it illegal to beat you. It's true. They actually had to vote on the illegalities of how to treat you. But on the news and the rest, how they voted is not so see-through. So sheer. So here's a lie fantastic. It's so groovy to tune and how they mask it. I just had an Ella Fitzgerald moment. A tisket, a tasket, a brown and yellow basket. Hold up, let me ask this. Are you still following these bastards? Remember how funny that skit was about ratchets? Let's ratchet up the attention span to attend to man. Nights I've spent in tents to man more than 51. State of grace, can I get some? Peace. Thank you.
Oh, man. Wow. What an amazing, amazing piece of poetry. Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Oh, man. Oh, man. I can't wait to see what your award is for that dynamic piece. J-Rob, the Wise Son. J-Rob, are you muted?
My bad. I was given an envelope and she was talking to me. But, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Salute, King. Salute. And I've just been handed an envelope. Stop. We'll talk after the show. Stop off. That was a lot of paper. Okay. Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer has won the most thought-provoking piece of poetry mail. Congratulations, bro.
Congratulations, Joe.
Wow. All right, man. Man,
congratulations.
Thank you, man. Man, much appreciated.
Yes, sir.
Thank
no, thank you.
Man, thank you, man.
Wow.
My man, thank you.
Man,
hey, listen,
man,
I need a favor.
Man.
please make sure you hit me or Van back channel with your email address so we can make sure this gets to you, bro. Please.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll do.
Most appreciative.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, good brother.
Once again, y'all give it up for this brother, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, and congratulations for the most thought-provoking piece of poetry. Thank you, sir.
All right. Man. Whew. Man. These awards are hot and heavy, y'all. They're hot and heavy.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Man. All right. Next, coming to the mic, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to welcome Epiphany's own, Essentially Janice. Hello, beautiful. How are you?
Good evening. How are you two?
Well, hello, Janice.
Hello. Doing good.
You see
what she's wearing? Do you see this?
Bro.
Do you see that?
Bro, that's designer. That's designer. She done found herself one of new sophisticated black designers.
Mm-hmm.
I see you.
That's what she did.
I see you.
Well, darling, you look stunning. You look stunning. Princess Leia ain't got nothing on you, let me tell you.
Thank you.
And Princess Diana wish she had your swag. Look at you, girl. I'm just saying. And in the words of LL, want to eat you like a cookie when I see you walk. You go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, man.
Absolutely.
You too. I just,
absolutely.
Wow.
Now,
so,
welcome to the Limelight
Awards. No, man, please go.
Welcome to the Limelight Awards show. And are you locked and loaded? Are you ready to share with the audience what you brought for tonight's show?
I'm ready.
All right, well, we're going to get on out the way. We're going to take a step back and let you go ahead and get on down.
All right. I remember the constellations we talked about the night we met and how you didn't see my taking a break from socializing as something that needed to be remedied. Instead, you joined me without disrupting my peace, and you followed my line of sight until you realized that I was only spending time with the moon. And soon afterwards was this ease of being each time revealing that somehow we'd met before. I loved how I laughed with you over some obscure, corny, geeky shit, details I wouldn't share because no one else would get it. You felt familiar, like the home I would go to, and when I would wake with you, no one cared about how much time had passed. I couldn't last past the first of too many movies chosen, and to be honest, I only wanted to sleep with you. To lay beside you, close my eyes, and be at peace with you. I walk through dreams with you. You're still the one I felt the most like myself with, and you're the one who I've never kissed. In peace.
Wow. Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
Whew.
Yeah.
Wow. That was a very beautiful piece.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm curious what the judges are going to say about this one, Van.
I don't know. You know what? Let me get the envelope. Let's just open it. Let's just see what they got to say. Oh, wow. I concur. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you the most visual effect poet award, Essentially Janice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes,
look at you. I thought it was going somewhere else. But yes, the judges are right on this one. very yes. right on this one because she yes. is exceptionally visual.
Mm. Yes.
Go
oh,
ahead, you.
From the moon mm-hmm. and then to the to, mm-hmm. to never getting that kiss, never get to kiss. Man, listen,
come
girl,
on now.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying?
Listen.
You just took the words from me.
Whew. All right, all right. Before we have you taken back to your
I think she wrote that for me, Van. But I'm just being spoiled. I'm just saying.
She wrote that for you. Think she wrote that for you?
I think before you said she wrote it for you, I think she wrote it for me. I'm just saying.
She might have wrote it for you. She might have wrote it. She might have wrote it for you, but she spit it for me.
Oh no!
I'm gonna let you rock with that. I like that line so much. I'm gonna let you rock with that.
Yeah,
that
was
good. Okay.
Now, before we have you ushered back to your seat, can you let everybody know where they can find you?
On Monday night with the Soul Cafe, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, hosted by For Real the Poet, La Perla Negra, Poetic, and myself.
Yes.
And
yes.
You didn't mean Facebook or anything like that, did you?
If you want to.
I'm not
you
sure.
Want
no,
to.
No. If you want
oh, okay.
to. Whatever you want to share.
Okay. I usually share my Instagram page. It's just essentially _ Johnny.
Awesome.
Awesome.
All right, y'all.
Not nice.
Right,
awesome.
Y'all. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Awesome. Awesome.
Thank you so much. Essentially, Janice being ushered down. Man, the judges got that one right, Jay. What do you think? You think the judges got that one right?
I was going somewhere else, but you know what? This award fits. This
Absolutely.
Award fits.
Absolutely. Now, let's see. Oh, man, who do we got next? We got, oh, wow, we got the another distinguished gentleman rocking his, you know, silk Armani suit. Not just any suit. It's a silk Armani tuxedo.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wolf Hour's own Divine Demon. What's good with you, bro?
What's going on, fellas?
What's with you,
oh,
Double
man.
D?
How you been, man?
Hey, man. I'm good, man. Can't complain. No complaints
I
whatsoever.
Good.
I hear you.
Glad to hear you, bro. To hear you. Feeling pretty good, man. Feeling pretty good. Welcome
feeling
to your
quite
award,
well, bro. Welcome to the first yes. annual Get Down Open Mic Limelight Award Show.
Hey, yeah, this is a big deal for me. I never been to an award show. I feel like I'm at the BET Awards or something.
Bruh, BET going to be coming to us pretty soon. And before then, we want to let people know we knew you before they did.
That's right.
And since you are here, I'm going to make the assumption, Van, if you will allow me, I'm going to make the assumption that you're kind of locked and loaded with your piece.
I am. Good
if such is the case, me, Van, and Deborah's the one who'll be handing us the envelopes. We're all going to step behind you, let you face the audience, and let you go on and get on down.
All right. As I bask in the limelight to relax and get your mind right, I'm ripping this with all my might. I killed the man. Today, I killed a man today, not because I wanted to or had to, no accidental death here, but before the execution, I questioned my method of his timely demise. Should I stab him like he did her, beat him to a pulp? Nah, because I don't like to get my hands dirty. Choke him to death with a wire, cut off his air passage, and watch him tap out? That would be quick and clean, but would he really suffer? One fatal shot to the head, or better yet, the heart. I think he still has one. Or should I humiliate him slowly, KO him with a blunt object, tie him up with light cables, then wake him up with smelling salts? Show him a picture of his victim so I'll rip off his toenails, stick a fork in his ear, puncture his eardrum so he can't hear himself scream before I finished the destruction, cut his tongue off so he can't question where I tortured him, slowly with a nonstop smile, gouge out one eye with a dull knife so he could still watch, as I continue my annihilation. Break 7 fingers and leave the 3 that he needs to hold a pencil with, tell him to write his final request before he meets his maker. I predicted he would write. Please explain why you're doing this to me. I envision myself whispering in his ear, I take great pleasure in killing you today because you killed my mother in the very same way. Now go in peace and have a great day. Then I snapped, broke into a cold sweat, anxiety racing, and came to me. It came to me the perfect manner. I looked him square in the eye, took a deep breath, clenched my fist tight, and aggressively I began to break the mirror in tiny fragment pieces. 2 blows, and it was over. As the blood ran down my knuckles, I finally felt relieved, vindicated, and at peace. I killed the man today. I killed the thoughts of the man who wanted to kill the man who killed the woman who was my mother. It had to be this way because if I allowed him to rule my heart and continue to harden my spirit, I would never be able to celebrate today. So with a few fears and a few tears and no fears, I can now proudly say, the monster is gone, my heart is free, and your memory will reign forever in my soul. I love you forever, Mom, and miss you always. Son, in peace, Chris the Gifted.
Wow. Wow.
Double D.
What up?
I know I heard something in there.
What you hear?
But I know people heard in between, and this is just me. Come on, girl, hold on. I just want to say something to the brother. Hold the envelope. I heard something in here that sounded a little frustration, yet it was like, you know what, God had his hand on your shoulder and was like, it's going to be all right. Hence, when you clicked it with that ending, and I wasn't expecting that part of it, I was just like, because I thought you was going with the judge jury part, but nah, you went with the I miss you part, and that touched me.
Mm-hmm.
So I know if it touched me, it touched the judges. Van Meadows, what say you?
Man, this is a very, very heartfelt piece. And I have to admit, I didn't know where you were going the moment you started it. But by the time you finished it, I understood fully. And brother, I commend you for writing a masterpiece like that one. So, J-Rod, what did the judges say about my brother's piece?
Now I can take the... Stop. Stop playing. I got the envelope. Stop. Oh, this is my man. He really is good. Would you go behind me, man? Stop. Okay. Listen, let me open this up. Okay. This is the best spiritually written poetry piece presented to Divine Demon.
Ooh.
Presented to Divine Demon. Congratulations, bro.
Congratulations.
I told you I knew him.
Hey, man, listen, man. I actually cooked up a little surprise for you. Because I was hoping you was going to be here, and I cooked up a little surprise. So you can come on out. So ushering you down to your seat, she's actually decided that she's going to take a moment and she's going to sit with you while you're down there. I got a little jealous, but she said she's going to sit with you for the remainder of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Jennifer Lopez. There you go, bro.
Really? Oh.
First off the
break. Oh.
Wait. First off the breakup, too. Right on time.
Yes, sir.
Fresh at the breakup. AOJ, that's wrong, girl. That's wrong. That's my man, though.
Yeah. So, hey, man, I'm a little jealous, man. But, hey, you know, it's what it is, you know.
Oh, well,
I
gotta make sure.
I hope you didn't hear that. I just had to let that go. I hope you didn't hear that.
Hear what?
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. All right, well, brother, enjoy the conversation with Ms. Lopez. She's on it. And, man, just don't hit it off too well, okay? Not too well.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, please, and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, my brother, Divine Demon, man, are we ready to keep this party going, bro? Man, these awards
indeed.
Are amazing.
Indeed.
Next on the mic.
Who do we have next?
Welcome to the Get Down Spoken Word Poetry Limelight Show. First annual. Let everybody know who you are. I mean, don't be shy.
Hi, guys. You guys look really good tonight.
Oh.
Yes, I do look better than Vince. Thank you for noticing.
Watch yourself now. Watch yourself now. Watch yourself. That's all right, brother. I'll let you have it, man. You're dapper.
I never said he didn't look good. I never said he didn't look good. I just said thank you for noticing me first.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ms. Lisa Lips to the microphone. How are you?
How are you guys doing? I'm really good tonight.
What's happening,
awesome.
LL?
Awesome.
LL is feeling all fancy in my bright red dress tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I see. That's why I'm looking you up and down.
She's making Jessica Rabbit ask for a rewrite.
Yeah, hello. And if I may say in the words of For Real the Poet,
Absolutely. So, Miss Lips, if I may call you Miss Lips.
You certainly can.
No, say that slowly. Can he call you Miss Lips?
He certainly can.
Oh, God.
All right.
Okay, I'm good now.
All right.
I'm good now. Don't mind me.
Now,
I'm good now.
Are you ready to share with the audience what the judges will be voting on tonight?
Absolutely.
All right, me and J-Rob are going to step back on the stage and let you go ahead and get on down.
Okay. This piece is called Glimpses of Me. And so it is. I'm being revisited by glimpses of the girl I once was. The uniquely carefree woman child that played by her own rules in glimpses. Because she could only live away from home, where she was free to be who she was. But now, the restraints are off. There's no one who restricted me walking this plane any longer, and those who knew the free me still remember her. So, I'm starting to feel her coming through again. Her impulsive, sensual nature wants to live. I want her to live fully so that I and she can become one again and be free as an eagle in flight. I love her, and her compassion drives me. You see, sickness and sadness and forced responsibilities held her down, and she's been beaten back and broken by love's lies. But the vision is clearing now, and she yearns to be free again. And I yearn for her salvation, too, so the passions of life can once again burn in me. So let it begin, the freedom of being. I want to live free. And that's that piece.
Mm. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Mm. Mm. L in the building. Oh, you judges got it tough. You judges have it tough. Van Meadows.
That was beautiful. And, man, amazing write. I loved it. And I think the award... Yes, the judges got this one right. I have to agree. Ladies and gentlemen, and Miss Lips, you have been donned the best female storyteller poet for this piece. Congratulations.
Yes. Congratulations, yes. Beloved.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I do try to tell stories.
Thank you. They got that one right, Van.
Yes, they did. Now, please go with the ushers as they usher you back down to your seat. And
stay away from Chris Gifted and Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I see a seat over there between a couple of gentlemen. I think I want to sit in the middle over there.
And she naughty.
Lord.
All right, Miss Lips. Thank you so much.
All right.
Congratulations again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. J-Rab, you told them to bring their best stuff. You told them. I heard you last night. You told them.
I did. And they are coming with that fire.
They most certainly are. All right, let's keep this party going. Next up on the mic we have, I believe this is Bella.
Nope, this is Raven the Serial Poet.
Raven the Serial Poet.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Yes. I'm sorry.
Even though
we're hosting, we're fans first, and this reaction that we give as fans, so I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry. I know it's not professional, and the lady with the camera is going to be like, you know, cut it out, but I'm just saying. Yes.
Look! Just tell the directors. Just tell the y'all. Don't tell us when we cut to commercial. We tell y'all. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
What Van said.
Finish going off, Jay. Finish going off, man. Finish going off.
Yes.
Go ahead and do one of the Fortnite dances. They can see you doing the Fortnite dance. Go ahead.
I knew the judges said she wasn't going to come. The judges, because she said she was busy, and the judges said she wasn't going to come. I knew she was coming, man. I knew she was coming.
They have no
idea. I'm done now. I'm done. I'm good now. I'm good. I'm sorry. So,
Raven. Welcome, and it's good to hear you. So good to have you here.
Oh, it's nice to be here. Everybody looks so nice tonight, and I'm just happy that I was able to make it in time.
Me too, and don't say everybody, because girl, you looking just as scrumptious too.
Looking like somebody's brand new somebody. Look at you.
Look at you. Just look at you. What the old man?
Watch out now. Watch out now.
What the old man say? Girl, you looking so good. Just want to sop you up with a biscuit, girl.
Just sock you with a biscuit.
I can't.
Boy, man, I'm going to tell you, we didn't have women that looked like her when I was her age. I mean, I'm just saying.
No.
Ooh.
No.
Ooh, you kids today with your MTV and your fancy phones. Oh, my God.
Look, and they look at you and say, girl, if I was a little
look,
younger.
Look at all.
You need a sugar daddy.
You need a sugar daddy. Pardon.
Y'all is mad.
Oh, man.
ain't messing with y'all. I am not messing with y'all.
I'm so glad you did. So glad you did. And I want to say thank you for stopping by the first annual Get Down Open Mic Limelight Awards show. With all that being what it is, I have a question for you, beloved. I think I know the answer, but I'd like to hear from you first. By any chance, is your piece already locked and loaded?
Yes, it is.
Well, if that is the case, Van and I are going to step back. We're going to take old girl who's holding the envelope with your award in it, and we're going to let you go ahead and get on down.
All right. This is the new piece. It's called My Alter Ego. I step into the spotlight, taking the mic, never losing touch my flow, always knowing that at any moment she is going to come. Who you may ask? My alter ego. Boldly approaching, cocky yet graceful, a poetic savage that cannot help but to spit a spoken word that is verbally violent, intelligently intoxicating, erotically inquisitive, soaring through every syllable, flying through every phloetic flow. Yes, my cadence is consistent. Just because you feel that it is born lacking emotion, hear the harmony that my words form. The one you will hear from, who you may ask? Raven, my alter ego. The one that takes over when writer's blocks creep in. Sweeps me up into a whirlwind of wisdom that comes from within, a gift that was wrapped into this vessel. To wrap into this mic as I end the poem, taking a bow, I am left standing alone, my alter ego resting easy, until she is needed again to spit another fire-ass poem in peace.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. I see what you're doing. Well, you know, in the Get Down, we don't do drum rolls, baby. We got envelopes and stop playing. I told you, stop playing with the envelopes. Don't get these mixed up. Stop. No, that's Raven. Yeah, I told you she was showing up. I hate you. Anyway, give me the envelope. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. It's just hard to get good health these days. Well, listen. Cool. I got that. I think the judges got this one right, Van. The award for the most thought-provoking female poet goes to the Raven, the serial poet. Congratulations, sweetheart.
All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Yes, well-deserved, well-deserved.
Yes.
Very well-deserved.
Thank you all so much.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Now, please
make sure that you send it to me or Van with your email address, because we're dead serious. We do have awards for you. Seriously.
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll do.
So I want to make sure I send it to your email, so please put it in my direct mail or Van's direct messenger so that we can send it to you. And again, congratulations for being voted the most thought-provoking poet female on the Get Down.
Congratulations.
So much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Raven the Serial Poet, thank you. We appreciate you. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Radio. They know who we be.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And tonight, it is the Get Down Poetry, first annual Open Mic Limelight Awards Show. Dial in number 319-527-6300. Press 1 if you're listening on online. J-Rob. This show has been amazing so far. What awards, man. These awards are phenomenal, man, and well-deserved.
The judges,
man,
are on point.
Yes, they are.
We're going to need some help with the girls presenting the awards to us, but the judges have been on point.
Yes, they have. Now, ladies and gentlemen, remember there are 3 awards that will be announced later. One of those is the Mr. Epiphany Award, the Get Down Award, and then the Fans Choice Award. Now, that Fans Choice Award, you guys have to let us know after hearing everyone throughout the event page, you know, post your favorites so we know who's going to be the Fan Choice Award. So please make your choices on the event page. We may have to announce that later because we got to tally up all the votes. But let's keep this party going. Next up, J-Rob with her.
Who we got?
Sexy gown on. Oh, my goodness. Man. With all that chocolate and dreads. Whew. Ladies and gentlemen, the other half host of The Love Zone, she is La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Vim. Hey, J-Rob. Y'all crazy.
What's up, girl? How you
What's happening?
Can y'all hear me clearly? Because I have my Bluetooth is acting really, really strange.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we can see you, too.
Oh, yeah. I let my hair down tonight.
Oh, you one of the infamous Philly Fly Girls. Okay, I see you. You see this girl, man? You see the toes?
I see her, man.
You see the toes,
man?
Look, man. I keep my feet down. Oh, no, definitely.
Man, and she got rings on her feety toes, daddy. She got rings on the feety toes, daddy.
Yes.
Dreadlocks and toe jewelry. You know what this is.
Oh, don't miss the anklet now. Don't miss the anklet.
See, I was hoping Van didn't see because I'm looking at something I want to bite on. I'm just saying.
Y'all are crazy.
Well,
tell me,
La Pearl La Negra, is your piece ready, locked and loaded, so that the judges can, you know, give you your award? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Well, we're going to step back and let you go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. I call this, I wish someone knew. They don't know me. If not for pictures and videos posted, given that tiny look at a smidgen of my life, they still be stuck on hearsay and following gossip. And they all say the same thing, just worded differently by a few. Now, don't get me wrong, I'd never discard a compliment or take for granted an implementation of love bombing through adoration and admiration. I appreciate it all, believe that. But at the same time, I know that all attention ain't good attention, because some don't come with good intentions, just manipulation. And the crazy thing is, I know it's my light that attracts them like a beacon of hope. I receive firm requests by the dozens daily, inbox overflowing with proposals of all sorts, and marriage is the main one. Man, some even go so bold as to state their exact intentions on my public pages. They don't know me. So I ask them, do you really want to know me? I mean, would you be willing to join me in tasting the taste of a life that tastes best for us? Because I want to live a life that is alive and not just existing to be. Are you ready to accept this extraordinary love I have to pour into you? If I open to you, would you really look? I ask this because I have gone through a lot. I've been broken. And it's taken me a long, long, long time to learn me, to forgive me, to cleanse me. Now my spirit is healthy, is strong, is ripe, rich soil. And the seeds planted here bear amazing, beautiful, positive fruit. Fruits of wisdom, of love, of hope. See, I'm on the winning team now, and you can't lose with me. But my relationship requires a love that needs my love to see it blossom and bloom of the highest vibration. This can't be taught. I love myself radically, and that's how I give it to. They all say yes, but they still don't know me. I wish someone knew. And that's that piece.
Wow. Wow. I got to say it again. Strong J, baby. Strong J, baby.
Wow.
Strong J, baby.
I'm sick.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing. That was
Strong
beautiful.
J, baby.
That was beautiful, Dio. Oh, man.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I just been handed the envelope from the judges.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just open it up and see what they're giving you.
That paper rattle is killing me.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
What they say, man?
Well, there's a little note attached to the bottom. So when I read this, I have to give the little note that the judge wrote at the bottom. Okay. La Perla Negra, the judges have deemed you best female heartbreak poet. And a disclaimer at the bottom says, judge number one, I know I was in your inbox, and you ain't had to hurt me with this piece.
Dang. Dang. Rick, that's what Richie wrote?
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's what the judge wrote.
I didn't mean to give his name. I'm so sorry.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to send you on the opposite side of the stage to walk with the ushers away from the judge because... He kind of looked kind of upset.
Oh, poor baby.
You know, because he's still trying to figure out that line, do you really want to get to know me? He's still trying to figure that out.
Wow.
Now, before we usher you to your seat, let everybody know where they can find you.
Oh, boy. All right. Well.
That's right, because you hardworking. You hardworking.
All right. I will start with the closest night. On Saturday night, y'all can find me and my wonderful co-host, Stan the Man Phillip from Poetic Therapy. And that's Saturday nights at 9, alternate Saturdays, because we're doing a switch up with Poetic. And let's talk about it. So he takes certain Saturdays, and I take the other Saturdays. On Monday nights at 9, you can find me co-hosting with For Real the Poet, essentially Janice and Poetic, in the Soul Cafe. And that's Monday nights at 9. Wednesday nights at 9, you can find me co-hosting with my sexy diva, Miss VIP, in the Love Zone. Now, I don't have a topic right now, but she's been promising me that it's going to be a zinger. I don't know what it is, but if she says it is, man, I'm going to be just as surprised as y'all, but I know it's going to be good. So y'all come on over and get caught up in the love zone. And that's Wednesday night at 9. And there you have it.
All right. Thank you so much. Please follow the ushers as they usher you back to your seat and continue enjoying this beautiful poetry and these awards.
Most definitely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that
is La Perla Negra. Wow. Best heartbreak poet, female heartbreak. Wow. Wow. All right. Let's keep this party going. Next up, the one, the only midget lover himself, Mr. Metaphoria.
Yep. Knew it wasn't going to be no big build up there. I've heard some hell of an introduction tonight. This motherfucker going to say, yeah, the nigga that like midgets is him. Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah. Put him on pause for a second. He's getting the energy that he's giving out, Jay.
He's getting the energy he's giving out.
Yeah.
And that,
when I get finished, it's going to be some shit like, oh, your award is the nigga that showed up award. And y'all quit trying to fool these people playing with that goddamn typing paper. Y'all ain't got no motherfucking envelope. Y'all crinkling typing paper. Shit.
I got nothing Everybody but envelopes in here.
I got nothing but envelopes here, sir.
Crinkling the shit out of that typing paper. Hell, niggas don't buy that many envelopes here. We don't like filling out shit.
If you would look straight ahead instead of down by your ankles, you'll be okay. Leave the bitches alone.
I got to be nice to him because I'm on my way out there, and if I'm not nice to him, he's going to make me eat bologna sandwiches. So, no.
Welcome, sir.
I tell you what, I bet not get no fucking bullshit award like the fried chicken award or some shit like that either. I lost weight, motherfucker.
Cakes and pies, Dave. Cakes and pies.
I ain't got to have the best award going, but goddamn, I better get something better than Larry Shepard. I tell you that shit.
Hey, Dave, this one is not even on me and Van. We really do got judges. So, I know what you're capable of. I know what you're capable of. I just want to hear. Well, see, this one is on me. So check this out. Just to let you know, my brother Mike said, "And here we go."
I'm saying.
So I'm gonna cut to the chase. First and foremost, welcome to the first annual Get Down Open Mic Limelight Awards. You're in the limelight. I know your piece is locked and loaded. I'm not even going to ask because I know who I'm talking to. And I need to be nice because I'm head out there and I don't want bologna sandwiches, fried or otherwise. In essence, me and Van are going to step away and let you go ahead and get on down, Dave.
This piece is called Recovery. As I lay reminiscent of the poisons that have traveled my veins as I tried to maintain sanity. Riddled with toxins, as the toxicity felt like normalcy in an abnormal world. No one could understand and misunderstood. I just done the best that I could. At least that's what I thought. The hardest lessons learned are the most costly lessons bought. Now here I lay, broken. Words barely spoken as the stains of bad decisions remain painted upon my existence. Realizing what I thought to be living with actually dying slowly, existing in a world which no one noticed me or maybe I never noticed myself, searching for love of self as well as inner wealth within a bottle upon a shelf, lowered my expectations hoping for unadulterated adoration within love leeches, torn into pieces daily as the proclamation of, I love you, do you love me, was greeted in return with a simple, maybe, toxic relationships, toxic habits. No understanding of why I couldn't say no to either of the two, even though they carried nothing but sorrow. But without them, I couldn't imagine a tomorrow. As I lay, shaken from symptoms of withdrawals as my mind, body, and soul works to erase the memories of toxicities and learn the purities of what's true, I hope to one day introduce myself to you anew. But most of all, I look forward to introducing myself to me. Stages of recovery. in peace.
Yes, sir, bro.
I didn't even want to be. I didn't want to be quiet for that. I didn't want to be quiet for that. I got to give you your props. I got to give you your props. But I could do that all the time because, you know, you and I are family. However, Dawn, stop playing. Seriously, give me the envelope. So,
it should be more than one fucking envelope. I should get something and then most comical. Because, you know, goddamn well, ain't nobody came through this motherfucker more funny than I am. But see, I'm gonna get fucked up on these awards. I'm going to get one regular ass award and at least deserve two.
Can you let us do our job, Dave?
This is why people get kicked out of award shows and concerts, because they act like this. Stars of the show, and they be acting like this.
First and foremost, let me just give you something on the backside. I'm getting hit back channel by my sister Kim, my brother Mike, my sister Cynthia, and my niece. They all just hit me up, and Kim was like, "Yo." Mike said that was awesome. Cynthia said, "Well, damn." My niece said that it was hard. I think they're blind. This is just me. However, I got to tell you what's in the envelope, and you have been voted. Oh, that's cool. I think they got it right. The best creative poet male has been awarded to David Mott.
Yes, sir. I agree with that. The judge definitely got it right.
I can't knock this. I can't knock this. This is the best creative poet, male.
Yes, sir.
I thought you got something different because I saw where this was going. And hold up. This is one time you did not do a today, yesterday, and tomorrow line.
That's a signature.
I told you I'm trying to dead it off. I've done that shit too many times. I'm trying to get rid of it.
Listen, you got something in here, though. You did something, and I couldn't write the whole line down, but it said the hardest lessons learned. And if we got more time, we're going to bring you back because I need to hear that whole line again. But that hardest lessons learned line got my attention hardcore. But we got a couple of people back there, and a couple of people said, go get them, Dave, and congratulations, and yay. But I'll share that with you later. But, yo, congrats to you, boy. And a bunch of people hit me back channel for you. So,
don't rush me out of here. As many weeks I come through and have to wait behind Grandpa Pigeon and shit, and y'all talking to them motherfuckers for 30 minutes, you going to rush me out? You don't want to hear one lane? This is the shit I be talking about, John. Right here. This is dark skin privilege shit right here.
I didn't listen to
motherfuckers saying and talk about college and all kind of dumbass shit for 30 goddamn minutes on this show. Weeks at a time. I come through here, I get rushed to the back. Like, I got to go pick up my pie from the nigger section or something. This is the shit I be talking about, John.
Did you say pick up my passion in the nigger section? No.
No, pick up my pie from the nigger section.
You're not doing that. No. Not today, Dave. Not today. This is a good show.
Hilarious.
You're not going to do like Snoop Dogg did at the Apollo in 1998 and threaten everybody
right.
in the show.
Y'all ain't got no love for Snoop Dogg.
You ain't
got no love.
Exactly.
No, I'm going to come through this motherfucker like Kanye did with that shit for Hennessy. That's what I'm going to do when I come through here one week. So you just get ready. And you got an email, so I expect my free ticket for a pork chop sandwich in the email. So y'all think y'all really finna get some shit. Y'all getting one free ticket to Ray Reattack for a free pork chop sandwich.
You know what? Check this out. You know what I'm going to send him? And since I got his email and his address, I'm sending him welfare peanut butter and jelly.
That canned pork. Send that canned pork. I fuck that canned pork up.
Canned pork.
Fuck that canned pork.
You got canned pork. You got canned pork. That's what you got.
It's on the way.
Give me an onion and a loaf of bread.
Oh man.
Yeah, all right, y'all. Y'all do y'all back. I got shit to go do. Y'all let me know if I get the Mr. Epiphany Award. I know I won't. I'm going to get fucked over. Y'all let me know if I get the Get Down Award. I know I won't. I'm going to get fucked over. And y'all let me know if I get the other one. But I know I won't. I'm going to get fucked over.
Dave,
so just let me know who's good.
Dave, it's an award show. Stop.
All right,
you can't be dressed that nice acting like this. Stop it. You stop it.
Yeah, well, John, on this award show, you take that envelope and fold it square and shove it up your ass. I'm out of here.
That's your boy. That's your boy. That's your boy. Oh, man. All right.
Let me inhale. Let me inhale. Do we have a commercial coming up after this?
No. Hold on.
Understood.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio, the real entertainment network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Sandy, and we listen to Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right, welcome back. Next artist coming to the stage, man, he's got this Mike McCrary, Kane. He got the bass. Ladies and gentlemen, this is none other than C-Double-34 Music, y'all. What's good with you, C-Double?
With all the Philly steaks you can eat. What's going on, Poetic?
What's going on, J-Bro? Yeah, bro.
Indeed. I heard you talking about my wardrobe, but, you know, inside the liner is the Raw Dungeon Dragon insignia because, you know, I had to coordinate.
Yes, sir.
How do I follow David Mott?
Man, I have no idea.
Yeah, because I was going to tell Taylor Swift I'm going to let you finish, but I can't do that now.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Well, my brother, welcome to the Spoken Poetry Open Mic Get Down Limelight Awards Show. Spotlighting
thank
you.
Yeah,
so,
thank you.
We know you brought something for the audience, for the judges. So me and J-Rod, we're going to take a step back, and we're going to let you go ahead and get on down, my brother.
Thank you, my brothers. This piece, brand new, because I haven't written down my best yet. It's called Chauvinistic Pig. 929, not 846, 929. This is not an area code representing Brooklyn, Bronx, or Staten Island. This is not Usain Bolt running a world record in the Olympics 100 meters. This is 9 minutes, 29 seconds. This wasn't fast. It was a slow death, a knee pressed onto a neck, subtracting air, under restraint, no respect or regard for human life. But this ain't LeBron James on a poster, Duncan. And before you say anything, Laura Ingram, shut the F up, you hussy. Because you, Tucker, and Gutfield are heads talking loud and saying nothing. You saw the tape, and there's nothing to discuss here. Because this isn't once in a lifetime. It's the same as it ever was. And Don Lemon, would you stop whining out your butt cheeks? Take this victory like a man and accept you won this. And there was justice. Now back to Chauvin, or is it pronounced Choppin? You really know who the judge should have been? Not People's Court Wapner. Bring in Lorena Bobbitt. I'm thinking after we stop white on black crime, we still got a problem. Black on black, remember that. It's important. That's what Chubb Rock said. And if I say all lives matter, people will get mad and request a mask on me to decrease my oxygen. The fact that this cop looks like Pittsburgh Steelers Ben Roethlisberger isn't as obvious as the guy who robbed the life is guilty on all counts of murder. And I'm hoping Hollywood write the epitaph in her next story. And if I'm asked about the execution of this cop's verdict, I'm all for it. He is the example of the sickness of men, this chauvinistic pig. And I'm not talking about his misogyny. The fact that he took away a man's right to life, no chance in Minnesota, change his ways and become a prince of peace. Since then, 3 young people shot down in the streets by novices with attitude. And you wonder why we say F the police? and what I've said. For some, this piece will not make me popular, but think first, think twice before you rob a life. I'm done. In peace. Now drop the mic.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Oh,
sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
I like that. Sir.
Thank you, sir.
Van Meadows.
C-double. That was an amazing piece of poetry, man. And
Yes.
I love the usage. The judges were kind of torn between what category to put you in because you fit in like three of them. You know, so
three,
they were deliberating. They were deliberating a little, well, five if you count, LSP. But they were deliberating a little longer.
All over your body, baby.
So let's just see what they hit. Let me get that envelope. Wow. They have nominated you, sir, Male Most Visual Effects Poet, with that piece. Congratulations.
Congrats.
Sir.
Congrats.
Thank you very much. Matrix is my favorite movie, so I hope to be Morpheus one day.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes,
sir. Amen.
Just tell him.
Amen.
Just introduce a new pill, not the red one or the blue one. He's got to take a new one.
Wait. So I can't give the stool softener or the Viagra no more? Dang, man, you're just taking the fun out of it.
Well, if you can
get
the
crap
stool
or get
softener,
hard, somebody.
If you can get the stool softener to David Mott on the low, yeah.
That's
put
a
some
long
X-Lax
way.
And some brownies.
Yes, oh, that's a long way. No,
my brother. We're gonna have you usher down.
Wait. You gonna have usher me down? Look, you remember how? You
oh no 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 no!
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
No.
I said we will have you ushered down to your seat.
Okay,
I need you to do me a favor. I need you to breeze past Divine Demon and J Lo and make sure that he's losing and not winning for me. All right, appreciate it.
Yeah.
Reason, thank you.
Yeah. I'll take her away.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate
you. Please and thank
you.
Please and thank
you. You're welcome. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Male Most Visual Effects Poet, C-34 Music. Next up on the mic, we got area code 803. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have?
Hello. How are you doing?
Mother of Dragons.
Mother of Dragon.
Me.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Sometimes my excitement gets the better of me. Let me calm down. Mother of Dragons.
Man, you see what she's wearing?
Very good evening. Very good.
You see what
man,
she's got on?
Man, I saw her when she was upstate New York. I know what she's wearing.
Whew.
My
God.
Hello to you.
How you doing?
I'm doing so much better right about now. How you doing with DEW? How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Phenomenal.
Van, what do you think about her dress? And you know she likes heels, and she's already tall.
Listen here. That dress is saying something to me, bro. I'm trying to remember we're supposed to be classy. I'm trying to remember.
We're being classy. I'll take it from here, then.
Thank
Mother
you
of Dragons.
Yes.
Welcome to the first annual Get Down Open Mic Limelight Award Show. I'm going to make the assumption that I'm sorry, I'm just looking at you and I'm losing my train of thought, but I'm going to make the assumption that your poetry is already locked and loaded, you chocolatey things, you. I'll deal with the sponsors later, but I'm just going to make the assumption that your poetry is locked and loaded. And if that is the case,
already
is. Mother, please, we're going to stand back and let you go ahead and get on down.
Okay. Back in that lab, another body on that table, striations on his tip from the rounds he was blicking that he spit between my two juicy pussy lips. Black lights out, show the murder of his kids on the floor. The scenario was more like a homicide committed of the previous predecessors that came that very fate coming. Chalk lines of bodies that fell on that very floor. All up in Savannah Morning News. I suicide slide his kids down my throat, murder his lineage with one gulp. Deceased upon entry is what I want the news to say. That's the way I want the press to work out in my favor. In peace.
First, I got to look at this tall statuesque woman spit this. There she spits this piece, man. I'm trying to, in my imagination, she's saying this. You know, in my head, she's my best friend, right? In my imagination, when I'm having dinner, she's my best friend.
I'm glad she's best friend in your head. I ain't going to tell you what she is in mine.
Those are the words that I can get away with because of the sponsors, man.
Okay. We're keeping it classy. Keeping it classy.
I cannot stain this tuxedo. And please, cameraman, do not go below my belt line. Thank you. But, mother.
Yes.
I just been handed an envelope. Don't you even act like you're jealous, Dawn. This is Mother of Dragons. I told you about it. She's tall. Yeah, 5'11". Is she darker than you? Yes. Can we talk after the damn show? No, I didn't put my lips on it. Mind your business. Give me the envelope. Anyway. My apologies. The girl handing out the envelopes, I used to date her, and this is part of what we do. But mother.
Yes.
There you go. Stop looking at me like that. Anyway, Mother of Dragons has been voted, Otis Fitz, best erotic female poet.
Thank you.
I like it.
Thank you. I know you don't get a chance to get someone to get down, but when you do, thank you.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mother Dragons, we'll talk more about your dress later. Believe that.
Yes.
We are.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we have
on her way to be ushered back to her seat. Hey, when y'all take her down there, don't be all touchy feely.
Can I sit on Jennifer's lap, please?
Oh my God!
I think yes.
My God. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can.
Okay.
All right.
And
that little
bit of water next to her feet, that's just drool. Don't mind that. Just step over that.
Yeah, don't mind that. Just step over that.
Okay.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mother of Dragons. Wow. Best female erotic poet.
Mm-hmm.
Next on the mic, y'all, is the one, the only CEO himself of Epiphany Radio, Real the Poet Douglas, and he is decked out, y'all. He decked out. The boy is decked out. For real, you is decked out, bro.
Yes, I is. Yes, I is, man. What it do, what it do. I like it here on the red carpet, boys.
Yes, sir. Red carpet's nice.
I know you do.
That's right. J-Rob to White Shun, what it do?
Everything is everything, big bro. How you making out?
Hey, man, I'm having a fantabulous time here. You know, looking at everybody dressed all up. Mother of Dragons is a foxy, foxy lady.
I'm trying to tell you.
Ain't she, though?
Yes, she is.
Oh, man.
I am connected to her gravitational pull.
Hear what he said.
Yes,
now, my brother, I don't know if you heard, brother, but there is an award named after you. It's called the Mr. Epiphany Award. And it's one of the three awards that will be given after the show. But, you know.
Hey, man, it's a beautiful thing. I thank you. It's a blessing to be, you know, to have that honor. And I hope that the right person gets that. It's very deserving. Thank you guys for what you do. Seriously.
Oh, man.
Well,
thank you, bro.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing us and having us, you know.
Hey, man. It's a blessing to have you guys. It's a blessing to have you guys.
That means a lot. That really does mean a lot to
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. Now, as much as we'd love to stand up here on the stage and hog the limelight with you, there's a particular part of the limelight that solely just belongs to you, my brother. So we got to take a step back and let you do what it is you do. Go ahead
okay.
and get down.
Hey,
for
listen,
real.
Before you pass me the mic fully and freely,
yes,
I have something I want to ask you guys because I'm stuck. I have two old pieces, very old. They have dust on them. And I want to give you guys, want to give you the titles and see which one you would like to hear. I asked the people in the chat room, but the choices is this, Loose Leaf Sheets Full of Pain or I Will Not Apologize.
I Will Not Apologize.
I Will Not Apologize.
I had a feeling you would say that. All righty then. Now you can pass me the mic.
Mic is yours. Go ahead and get on down.
Thank you, Shit Brothers. Yeah. I will not apologize for my brown eyes nor my brown skin that I was born in. See, I will not apologize. In my summary, I summarize that I will not apologize. Looking past the puppet, I see the hand. See, the hand pulls the strings, holds that whip. The hand is the instigator, the troublemaker, that's led by those fools born with the silver spoon. See, them coons that look like me, that look like you, that coon that stabs with that black on black in the back of his brother, with that Cain and Abel love for one another. That love that'll leave you dead. Oh, the devil is the hand, and some of us are his puppets, man. A few particular I'm particularly familiar with. See, them bloods that drip crips, those bloods and crips shit. We all bleed the same shit. Fall back, black man, fall back. Let bygones be bygones. See, we got other shit to deal with. We got motherfuckers standing their ground. We got police unlawfully taking us down. Got us resting, no peace, in ditches 6 feet deep. We sleep handcuffed behind our backs or raise high. See, we die. See, this is where I decide to fold, flee, or fly. See, that setup. This is the setup. This is where they say that we had a gun. I had a gun. Whitey said, nigga, run. Nigga, read or run. If you can't read, run anyhow. And so I ran with a full clip. Imaginary shit I didn't have, but they would stick me with it. I'm black, so it fits, and they would charge me with it. So I dipped that right hand thrown by the wrong man. I slipped those surveillance cameras. They swerve on automatic, so I run with it. Today cameras don't prove shit, so run with it. Guilty or innocent, or eat that bullet, that cold steel. Black skin knows how that blackjack feels. Run with it. Boogeyman in blue, wearing blue, black, and blue, and he'll black and blue you.
give you the blues. If you don't kill you, if he don't kill you, he'll jail you and see you soon. Maybe later after they remove what's still good in you. They hate our black skin, but body parts will do. Run with it, with the safety off. Run with it, and don't apologize, for they will fuck you where you live. They will fuck you where you rise if they catch you. But get your shit off. Get your shit off. Just save one in the clip for yourself. You know what to do with it. C'est la vie. Arrivederci. And don't let them catch you. Don't let them get you before you pull that trigger. Come on. Don't be just another dead nigga. A dead end. And I just ran in. Fucked up. Closed in. I'm about to die, but I will not apologize. I will not apologize for my brown eyes, my nappy hair, my daughter's afro puffs, my son's waves, nor my black mother's grays, my father's stilo, or that black swagger in his ways, for that black enough in the skin I was born in, for not breathing deep enough before the stranglehold was put in. I will not, not apologize for being pigmented. So fuck you where you live, fuck you where you rise, fuck you where your sun sets, and fuck you where you die. We want peace, can't get none. We get set up. Said I had a gun, so I raised it, and I fucked them. Fuck them where they live. I fuck them where they rise. I fuck them where their sun set. Fuck them when they die. Motherfuckers killing our sons, and none of them have apologized. So fuck them where they live. Fuck them where they rise. Fuck them where their sun sets, and fuck them where they die. But I will not apologize for being black. Born black. Black I will die. But I will not apologize for being black. For real.
Whoa.
Man. J-Rob.
I will not apologize. I dig this hand over fist. I love this piece.
Yes, sir.
I'm good. I can say a whole lot more. But right now, I'm good. I love this stuff.
Thank you.
Van Meadows.
I'm so glad in unison that we decided this. We wanted to hear this piece. And
yeah,
I'm curious,
man,
to see what the judges say about this brilliant piece, man. Let's just see what the judges got to say. All right. All right. For real, the poet Douglas, you have been awarded Male Most Rhythmic Poet. Congratulations, bro.
Hey, what an honor. Shabibble, Shababble, Companies Incorporated. Hey, that was it. Hey, man, I love it. Thank you. Thank you. I want to thank my Father, Lord Christ, Jesus, the Savior, the Most High, my mother, my three children, and I got two more on the side. Yeah. Thank you. Thank everyone.
My brother. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, before we have you ushered down, you know, back to your seat, brother, let everybody know where you be.
Hey, I be at Epiphany Radio. This is the Get Down, but Monday night, come check us out at Club. What's the name of my show, y'all? Is it Club Hip Hop? Which one is it? I'm going to do. Oh, the Soul Cafe. Check us out at the Soul Cafe. Yeah. I like my hobby. I got 7 shows. Yeah, check us out Monday night, 9 p.m. at the Soul Cafe. Myself, Poetic, La Perla Negra, and Shanice, essentially Shanice, a.k.a. Penny. Hey, we do some fun stuff over there. Come check us out, y'all. It's all about that. First hour, open mic. Second half is creative writing, where we do our stuff live right there before each other. So that's what I do, man, and that's that piece, y'all. Shout out to Penny. Shout all out right, to Danielle. Brother. Shout out to Ms. VIP, Baby Baby, and David Mott.
Ladies and gentlemen, you did. You know, you covered, man. You covered it in your acceptance speech of your award, man. You're the first one that did an acceptance speech like that. So, your two side children that nobody knows about is going to come for you. So, you know, you put it out there. All right, my brother, we're going to send you. Get on down to your. and one love. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Epiphany's for real, the poet Douglas, y'all. Oh, man, what a dynamite show, man. This show is amazing, man. Let's keep this party going. Area code 609, welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic? Area code 609, are you
ready? Well, I know y'all got ladies and the gentlemen, but do you have room for a gentle them?
Ooh.
Yes,
this is Diablo.
We do right now.
Yes. Yes, we do. How you doing, love?
I'm fantastic. How is everyone tonight?
Tonight is a good night, and it's about to get a hell of a lot better because you came to the Get Down. Now, Van and I know you, but there's a whole lot of people listening that have no idea who we are speaking to. Please introduce yourself to the listening audience.
So for those of you who are unfamiliar with me, I am Diablo. Poppy, if you bout that life, my pronouns are CSIM, they, them, repping the non-binary and trans-masculine community in every space that I step in. So,
that's right.
Nuts,
yeah.
Right?
Recognize. Y'all
what
better
they
recognize.
Say. What they say.
Yes. I love it.
So it's my turn, Van? It's my turn?
It's your turn, brother.
Diablo.
Yes.
I get the pleasure of saying welcome to the first annual Get Down Open Mic Limelight Awards show.
Thank you.
And
thank
I'm going
you.
To make
happy
the assumption not more than we're happy to have you because we don't get this kind of loving too often. But when you walk in the building, and by the way, I am digging the outfit.
Yes.
We'll talk about that.
No,
later.
I got to pop my collar on that one, you know.
Yes,
that's right.
And
that's right.
And I know somewhere in the car you got a spike collar, but we'll have that conversation later. Because I might have a victim. I mean, I might have someone who may be introduced.
I mean, so, you know, we might have to clear that with my baby girl who's in the audience right now. So.
Okay, I don't.
Okay.
If you see who I'm looking at, I don't think nobody's going to say no. So, as Van and I have been doing all night, I'm going to make the assumption that your piece is already locked and loaded.
Oh, yes.
Excellent.
You know, I come strapped.
Pun intended.
Right.
So, we're going to step away and let you go ahead and get on down.
All right. So this piece is pretty fresh. It was based off of the Honey Drippers prompt, Good Moaning. And so, you know, shout out Honey Drippers Gang Gang. So this piece, like I said, coffee and cakes. I hope y'all like it. Good morning. I mean, great rising in my boxes when you bent down and dipped it low for your slippers gave me a wide view of those sumptuous cinnamon buns, but before you pour that mocha body beside me, let me taste that pastry. The sherry covered in cream, lean over and take this sticky, slick heat. Slide your muffin across the top of my buttery knife and melt me. Make me wish I had more hands to grip the softness of those thighs. Coffee drips as fingers sample food between thighs. My eyes are full of you. This honey blazing trails on my cerebral cortex, a vortex of sweet release after release. After release, these once crisp sheets heated, your body angled at 90 degrees, you on your knees, sipping the hot liquid from my spout. Licks tipped me over until I poured out a shout that this breakfast nearly broke me. Faster than the kettle boils water for morning tea, we are dangerous and delicious. I slide and slip across the breathy moans that escape those chocolatey lips, quick flicks down in your valley, climbing the terrain of your sweet cream puffs between puffs on this sweet, swishing your creamer until it's creamier than the milky avalanche that fell from me. Repeatedly, I see that this look of surrender, these tender, flaky layers of love and lust, and love, and lust, and trust. You bust and fill my depths to full as I fingers feeling thoroughly satisfied with this meal. This brunch of bodies and Roe James was a buffet built for royalty. Great rising turned into a very good moaning.
That's the piece.
That's that piece.
Nicely
I gotta
done.
Give that up.
I love this piece. Ooh. Whew. Poppy, you did your thing on that piece. Let me tell you.
Gracias. Listen. Stop playing games. Just hand me the envelope. Thank you. Okay. Check this out. I'm just tearing this thing up because I need to get this one. Check this out. Oh. This one is based off of delivery. Best romantic poetry dedicated
oh,
to
wow.
them, given
wow.
to Poppy.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Poppy.
Just got
nice. Nice.
Very nice.
Nice. I dig that. Listen, I need a favor. I need a favor.
Yeah.
When you have an opportunity, hit up Van, hit up me, let us get your email address because we're not kidding. We do have awards, and we want everyone to get their flowers. So please
absolutely.
Hit one of us up back channel so we can have your email it so we can make sure you get your just doings, please. And again,
absolutely.
Congratulations first. And that piece was damn sexy.
Yeah, for sure.
Appreciate
for sure. All right.
For sure. Thank you.
Thank you, Papa. We're going to send you on down. Ushers are going to take you back to your seat. Thank you so much. And congratulations once again.
Thank you. I'm going to sit over here next to J-Lo because she looked like she's up to something.
Right, right.
I like
don't
where, I like, I like
oh,
where
God.
Your head is at. I like where your head
yes.
is at.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Poppy. Thank you so much. Wow. She came through and she slayed that, man. Let's keep this party going. I'm sorry. You have 60 seconds, 319-527-6300 to dial in and press 1, or you'll be cut off of the live stream. Hurry up. Get in here. Next on the mic, area code 614. Welcome to the Get Down, the Limelight Awards Show. Who do we have on the mic?
Loud PB, Kelly Connor.
Hey.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
What's happening?
Hey,
Kelly, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I have been enjoying this show so much. You all's commentary, I mean, just all the poetry, it's just been amazing. It's outstanding. So I've really enjoyed myself just listening.
Thank you.
So.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
that means a lot to
so
us.
So good to have you here. And might I say, You're looking very exquisite in that gown you're wearing tonight.
I'm digging. I personally am digging the heels and the jewelry.
Right.
Well,
those accents.
Thank you so much.
I'm just saying. I didn't know that was your favorite color. I see you.
Right.
And when I'm ushered down, I want to sit next to the poet sitting between the two guys. Maybe she'll share.
I know that's right.
If you could do me a favor, sit in the empty chair because that one belongs to me.
I love it. Well, welcome. Now that you're here, I hope you brought something for the audience, for us, for me. Cause listen, I'm trying to stay focused. I really am trying to stay focused.
Focus, Van.
Okay. Let me bring it back. Look up, Van.
Look up. Her eyes are here.
I had to lay down
to fit into this dress. I'm telling you.
Her eyes are here, Van. Look up, please.
Okay. We're going to step out of the way and let you go ahead and get on down. So go ahead and get down with your piece.
All right. This piece is called Intoxicating. Oh, I have this craving. My peach brandy, the insanity. So caught up, I'll let you use me. Can't help myself, don't even excuse me. I need your pleasure. A shot glass can't even measure. That slow burn from my chest to my gut, I just can't get enough. A shot of you into me, maybe two or even three. As the fire flows through my extremities, I close my eyes and my everything is spinning. I can't discern my right from my left as you twist your torso and that below so nice and slow. I let it all go. I knew from the beginning you'd have me so going so high, head in the sky. I'm not sure if you're a planet or a star. So gone, the moon might disappear. Or maybe you're the sun because I'm not thinking clear. The heat so deep whenever you are near. Your shine so bright, it consumes me as I taste your amber rain once again. Ooh, I need a second win. I need a second round. Got me so intoxicated, I hit the ground. Light swirling as I twist and twirl my hips all around. I have no words. Our moans are the only sounds. In peace.
I'm going to start my congratulations. And my word starts with the word damn. But I'm not one of the judges. Van Meadow?
Bruh, that piece was awesome. She had me at peach whiskey, peach brandy, I'm sorry, brandy.
Bruh.
She had me there.
She had me when she inhaled before the piece began.
Right. And then the winding of the hips, and then she needed some. Man, hand me that envelope. Just hand me the envelope.
While he's getting the envelope, I want you to think of that empty chair. Just saying.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The judges have deemed that piece and you to be tonight's female most sensual poet. So congratulations.
Oh, I love it. Thank you all so much.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Thank you.
That had to be because of delivery, because that delivery was everything.
Everything. I mean, everything.
Thank you.
Now, we're going to usher you down to your seat. Have the usher take you to your seat. The vacant seat, you know, the one that you're
right.
Eyeballing.
Oh. I'll take it. I'll take it. I'm ready to take your heels off.
I know that's right.
Yeah. Take your heels right. off because after the show, let me massage your feet, babe.
Woo, I got you. All right. Thank you so
All
much,
right.
you guys.
Thank you.
All right. Uh-huh.
Ladies and Bye-bye. Gentlemen, Kelly Connor with that sensual piece. We're going to jump right from Kelly J. Rob and go right to a sir. Ladies and gentlemen, Sir Lawrence is on the mic. What's good with you, sir?
Indeed, indeed. Once again, gentlemen, poetic.
What's happening, bruh?
Wise
oh,
time.
Man, doing good, man. How you doing?
Hey, man, this is perfect. This is so perfect, man. I wrote a new piece, and I was hoping the theme would let it fit, and it has.
Well, then, let's right. not play any games. We're going to let you go right into that piece, then.
Yes, sir. Driven from God consciousness. He said, your God made that? Try mine. It's better. Then with a coveted animosity, decided foods with seeds are an inconvenience. Growing plants without soil is chic. It's better if church don't do breathing, just do the wicking. Synthetic clothes, rubber shoes, which one needs to be grounded? The wearer or the maker? Plastic foods without the nutrients. Machined look to perfection. Our taste buds tricked. No waste. Just constipated. Through the looking glass, exploring the depths of the universe while debating who was here first. Instead of understanding atom, the molecules of the atom, we would rather place orders for extraterrestrials, extra blue light, and plenty of extras on enhancements. Hold the natural order and load up on those extras riding on the magnetic waves, making sure to microwave. Then topped off with plenty of that dirty electricity we don't see. You know, the waste product from this new technology telling us they cannot go back to the moon. But Mars is open. And they found Pluto on Pluto. In the meantime, a space station. Now that's a hip trip. No gravity. Wait. With no muscle resistance, how does one talk or blink? But then we're not supposed to think. Changing our DNA codes like not recognizing taste or smell. They are offering robots and clones. But who can tell? Sir Lawrence.
Bro.
Yes, sir, my...
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, now you just want to hand me the envelope now because it's sir, right? Clown. Fine. Nobody should give me a headache. This is my brother. Okay. I'm agreeing with the audience on this one. Sir Lawrence, brother, you have been voted the deepest thought poet for tonight's show. for the Limelight Awards, the Deepest Source Poet Award. Nice.
All right, well,
nice.
That's
congratulations, bro. Congratulations,
thank you so much.
Bro.
Yes, sir. Thank you so
nice.
Much.
Nice. Please. Please make sure that Van or myself get your email address so we can make sure that you get your flowers, bro. We have something to send you. Please.
Yes, sir.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for that.
All right, my brother. We're going to usher you down to the have you ushered down to your seat, man, so we can keep the party going. Thank you so much, my brother.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sir
right
Lawrence.
Now.
All right,
nice.
We'll go right from Sir Lawrence to area code 419. Welcome to the Get Down Open Mic Poetry Limelight Awards Show. Who do we have on the mic?
It's your boy Rebel Jones.
Rebel B, my man.
Rebel, what's up?
What's happening, y'all?
What's good, Rebel?
They told me to come casuals, so you know I got the sweats and the Chicago Bears jersey. They said be casual. Sorry,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah.
I'm under threat.
Listen, as long as you're here, I don't even care. You're on the VIP section for me and Van, so you can wear what you want to wear. Just sit next to sit next to Russell Simmons when you finish.
Yes, sir.
I brought a piece tonight called Powerful.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate you, man. Man, so, man, we just going to step back, man, and let you do what it is you do, man. We're going to go ahead and let you get down, man, so we can see what awards you're going to win tonight. Are you ready, bro?
I'm ready, man. I call this Powerful.
The mic is yours.
I whisper my darkest secrets to the wind in the night. I envision my wildest nightmares coming to life. But I don't need to imagine because I can see them dancing in the shadows of my mind in the mist. Silhouettes of my inner demons give my fears a deadly kiss that curses my mind with a toxic but blessed gift to write the deepest, darkest scripts. The scariest and saddest parts of my imagination come to life, and I'm singing the darkest poetic song of 3:33 in the morn as my sanity is the one thing I do truly mourn that I no longer hold dear. In life's beauty, I am no longer here. The language of poetry is lying down and dying in me, crying for me. Words that shall never perish once written and spoken, exposing my strength and weaknesses. You see, I see this in meditative sight as it bleeds in painful thoughts of what it is to be in this bleak future to come. A pending ability lies just past the horizon of mental sight. At least that's what I continually envision when my thoughts become visual pictures in mind. When I think about it, my whole life was training me for this day, this very moment, this very second. There is something mighty and powerful inside. I somehow knew it existed. I just didn't know how to activate the power of what lies beneath. But it's there, all in the same, a power within, laying dormant and mysterious. I need to find out if it's for real or if I exist in the illusion that they call reality. However sharp my thoughts and vision may be, once they are in sheath verbally or in ink, I still feel as though I'm in the beginning stages of a very vivid dream that may very well end soon. And even if I become the ultimate version of me, how will it all end? I question how would it all be as I walk into eternity searching for truth and answers inside of me. And that's that piece, Rebel P.
Yes, sir, my brother. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Whoa. Whoa.
That's what I'm talking about.
Whoa.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Let me get that envelope, please. Oh, my gosh. Yes, I agree wholeheartedly. Rebel P, they have voted you best male storyteller poet.
Oh, man. Thank you very much.
There you go.
That's
well,
what I'm talking about.
The story
my
is
sister
mine.
Said amazing.
Yes, sir.
Mm.
Yes, sir. Well, my brother, we're going to usher you down to your seat so we can make sure we keep everything going, man. We're going to make sure everybody gets
put
their,
me in
get their award.
But you have the ushers, could you have the usher take me to the smoking section, no?
Without question,
got it,
I got a
bro.
Cigar for
Without
you.
Without question.
But, brother, please make sure you hit me or Van back channel so that we can make sure that we send you what you deserve, please.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate
sir.
That. I sure will. Thank you.
My
Thank
man.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you for waking up today.
Oh, man. Thank
my
you,
man.
Brother.
Appreciate you.
Rebel P. Jones, it's my brother, man. It's my brother. We're going to go from my brother to my mother. Ladies and gentlemen, Mama Oladeji. Hey, Mama.
Hey, everybody. Hey, darling.
How you doing?
Very good evening.
Hey. Thanks for inviting me, Rob. Okay.
You're most welcome.
I came as Omarosa. That's who I am tonight.
Well, Omarosa?
Omarosa. Okay. Okay, Mama. Okay.
Van Meadows and I are going to stay. Van Meadows and I are going
to
understood. Van Meadows and I are going
to
step back for a little bit, let you take the limelight and go ahead and get on down.
Okay. This piece is dedicated to men that put smiles on people's faces and have small penises. And the name of this piece is called Bigger Is Not Always Better. May not be a lot of friction with his diction, but that other tool got everybody fooled. It's not a miss fiction. She's got a big smile for a reason. He can kill two birds with that one shot from his gun. Big smile, no predicament, depending on perspective, and if the outcome is pleasing, ain't nobody leaving. Sure, there are other variables. All options are not wearable. May not be a lot of chatter in the matter. But talk is cheap. And when the willow weeps, secrets leak. Hush, don't talk too much. Monetary thrills, big smiles on faces. Brings more trills, most cases. There's more than one way to skin that cat or skin that cat back. Come here, he said, kitty, kitty. That's that piece.
Ooh, mama,
oh, wow.
Mama. Love it.
Wow.
J-Rob.
That's different. So I'm just going to open the envelope. Yeah, you'll get this envelope to me too damn fast. Your throat's going to be longer too. All right. Check this out. Best creative female poet.
Yes. Yes.
Congratulations, beloved. Congratulations. That's all right.
Thank you,
Mama. Right. Now we're gonna have you ushered down to your seats. We can keep it going. Make sure everybody gets their awards tonight. Thank you so much. And once again, congratulations, best female creative.
Congrats.
I love it.
Yes.
Okay.
Creative
Great.
Female.
Thank
yes.
You so much. Buy my book.
Thank you.
Small dicks we love too. Okay, bye-bye. I'm a rocker.
Oh, my God. It's your mama, bro. That's my mama. For real, that's your mama too. All right. We're going to go from a mama to a Jess J. What's up, Jay?
Oh, man, y'all is really doing it large tonight, man. I just walked down the way from the concession stand, and I think I've seen Omarosa walk through this. Man, it's wild. Up
yeah, there. You saw her. And Divine Demon sitting over there with J-Lo, and she got Mother Dragon sitting on her lap, puddle a pool of on the floor. Right, it's wild up in here tonight.
It's at least getting thick.
Yeah. Yeah. So, my brother,
man,
step back, man, and let you do what it is you do, bro, because, man, I can't wait to hear this piece. Go ahead and get down, bro.
Yes, sir. The amenities are immaculate. This winter has been especially long and cold. It has frozen the tears and nipped the tips off of the toes. The wind that was once a fierce hawk now howls the howl of the desert eagle that blows through and through as though you were naked, although you are in your heaviest vestment. This is a tapestry etched in ice on clearance below zero and is fetching a constant price. It's a crying shame when a man says, I have ice in my veins. He must be going insane because he is saying I am in serious pain. The air is like metal and all exposed flesh is as a moist tongue. And every breath hardens the mucus in the lungs. Foreboding crystal columns of impending doom wait patiently like sentinels hanging from fortresses of solitude. Many woodland creatures who used to venture and whose offspring would frolic for joy in the spring rain shall not evermore. As they lay peacefully in their sarcophaguses of ice and snow, only black thin gray separates the day from the night. These bitterly cold lessons are taught by a frosted finger that swarms every crack like a horde of mosquitoes until you are numb to the needles. To traverse in this type of cold, our minds revert to a more basic move. Move forward. It's cold. Move forward. It's cold. Even the driveway can be a long, long road when the air is as still as steel and even time is locked in the ice on these aurora borealis, less nights in peace.
Wow. I wasn't thinking this was going in that direction. This is wow.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
Let me get that envelope, please. Jess J, you have been deemed male best metaphorical usage poet tonight. Congratulations, brother.
Oh, wow. That's the one I wanted, too.
Congratulations, brother. You earned it. You earned it with that piece.
You know, it's fairly that you come in and you get the one you want.
Right.
True. That means the judges got it right.
Right. You play the lottery, you don't get the one you want.
Right.
Nice.
My brother, we're going to have you ushered on down to your seat, man, so we can keep it going because we got a few more poets that got to get these awards, man. But congratulations. Make sure either I or J-Rob gets your email so that we can get it for you.
Yes, sir. The suit is courtesy of Wish also. Y'all take care.
Thank you, my brother.
Excellent.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jess J. Ladies and gentlemen, please make sure that you vote on the event page for your favorite poet. You know, there are three awards that are still left out there that are going to be given after the show, after we tally up all the votes. The Mr. Epiphany Award, the Get Down Award, and the Fan Favorite Award. So, next up, area code 424. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
Sincere from Los Angeles. Blessings. But first and foremost, rest in peace to Shock G, who just passed away. So.
No!
Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm Shaq G, the one who put the set on your panties. Oh, man. All right. Dang it.
Yeah, man. DMX, Black Rob, and now this brother, man.
Quick prayers.
We're going to definitely get that brother quick prayers, but my good brother, because we can go left on that. Is your piece locked and loaded?
Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen. The mic is yours, and we want you to go ahead and get on down.
My skin is not a crime this Earth Day, however. To the God you love so much, how in the hell you keep killing me? By the laws that is set to protect and serve her children of the lost tribes? This fuckery has to end. All I see is that your mastery has involved around controlling the controller's mindset. I'm getting tired of this. This damn fucking game has me feeling that my skin is not a crime, although you just passed an anti-hate bill for Asians here in the USA. Distant human pleasure. My mind twisted. American-born, bred to outline the course of history when it began. We were created many centuries ago. Go ask your mother when the line of Cain down to the last survivor made it known who made the universe around the origin of. Then again, sons of man, daughters of pain, when we have to lose a loved one through separation of two ideas or ideal, we all suffer from the parts of whitewash across the seven seas from the origin of. My skin is not a crime. This Earth Day, however, to the God you love so much, how the hell you keep killing me? Sincere, from Los Angeles. That's their peace.
Yes, sir, my brother. Yes, sir, my brother.
Nice. Very good. Listen.
Blessings.
She took care of me. Okay, she knows what time it is, and she started to bring these facts to me, bro. So, cool. Hey, listen. Okay, I agree with this. I agree with this. Best conscious poetry piece, male, goes to my man Sincere.
Wow.
Man, bless
congratulations,
you.
Bro.
I appreciate that.
Congratulations, bro.
I appreciate that.
Nice. Congrats, bro.
Congrats, bro.
Man. Yeah, I just want to give a shout-out to the Lord the Almighty who made it possible. Mom in heaven, all the guardian angels. So thank you, guys. Thanks for voters. One love.
One love, bro.
One love, my brother. Being ushered down to his seat, ladies and gentlemen, Sincere, my go-go brother from the West Coast. Next on the mic, area code 502. Welcome to the Get Downs Poetry Open Mic Limelight Poetry Show. Who do we have?
Hey, it's Quincy.
Gwen C.
Hello, Gwen C.
Hello. How are you all?
How are you?
I'm not saying nothing, Van. You
I'm
go.
Doing good.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed this.
It.
Y'all are dope. It's been everybody's brought fire too. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Fire.
Yes, they have. Well, now it's your turn to deliver some fire. Are you ready? Are you ready? You locked and loaded?
I am ready.
All right, me and J Rob going to step back, let you do your thing.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Go ahead and get that.
I am woman and lost. I am girl and adrift. I am breast and hitchhiker. I am ovaries and outcast. I am womb and escape. I am mother and unfound. I am tree of life and gypsy. I am Eve and fleeing. I am being and off track. I am sister and loner. I am female and misplaced. I am wisdom and ignorance. I am star and wonder. I am life and astray. I am lady and disoriented. I am birther and undiscovered. You are officer and assessor of threat. You are killer of Eric Garner and afraid of cigarettes. You are killer of Sean Bell and preventer of wedding bells. You are killer of Tamir Rice and fearful of child's play. You are killer of Alton and don't enjoy music. You are killer of Dante Wright and unwilling to let a black man just drive. You are killer of Philando in front seat and causer of anguish to four-year-old daughter in back. You are killer of George Floyd and suffocator. You are killer of Patrick Harmon and disliker of black bicyclists. You are killer of Freddie Gray and severer of spine. You are killer of Walter Scott and shooter of fleeing man's back. You are killer of Terrence Crutcher and unwilling to understand black man beside stalled SUV. You are killer of Elijah McClain and hater of introvert on sidewalk walking. You are killer of Amadou Diallo and mistaker of identity. You are killer of Boston Jean and blamer of black man sitting on couch. You are killer of Makia Bryant and refuser of de-escalation of child asking to be helped out. You are killer of Breonna Taylor, and you are nightmares. You are nightmares ending dreams. But we are ignorance and officer, racism and Skittles, segregation and lines of Tulsa highways. We are broken society and bullets. We are double standards and wrong apartments. We are killers and chokeholds. We are judge, jury, executioner, and jogging. We are intolerance and ice cream. We are discrimination and sleeping. We are bias and stalled SUV. We are hate and wedding days. We are gentrification and playgrounds, bigotry and knee, lawbreakers and trigger happy. We are xenophobia and guns. We are two Americans, two Americas, policed by one. In peace.
Hot damn.
Yes, that was fire. Pure fire.
Mm-hmm.
Pure fire.
I got more to say,
man.
But in the interest of time.
Give me that envelope. Gwen C., your award this evening for that piece is Female Best Poetry Verbal Wordplay. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you both.
Congratulations.
Handsome gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank
I appreciate
you. Now go ahead. We'll have you ushered down to your seat. Please enjoy the rest of this show. And again, congratulations
absolutely.
On your award. Ladies and gentlemen,
thank you.
That is Gwen
C. Love
and
see the work.
Absolutely. Man, that piece was fire, bro. That piece was
that
fire.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
What do we have
next?
Next
artist on the mic, area code 562. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, what's up, fellas? This is Venom.
Venom, what's good with you, bro?
What's up, Venom?
What's happening? What's happening, man? This is a dope show y'all got going on, man.
Bruh,
thank you, brother. We
it's only going to get
man.
Better having you here.
Hey,
please excuse me. Pardon me if I cut to the chase, brother, but is your piece locked and loaded?
I got the double barrel and the Glock. Let's do it.
Click, click.
Yes, sir.
Let's go click,
yes,
click, bang. Listen, me and Van going to step out the way. Let that mic belong to you. You go ahead and you get on down.
All right. A mother leaves her kids at her parents' house while she goes off to work. You see, she kisses her two-year-old and her six-month-old on the forehead and says, Mommy loves you. See you later. Grandparents say, Be careful, baby. Driving to work. You know the roads has drunken jerks. Grandpa reads a bedtime story to the grandkids. Little babies drift off to sleep, lying right there next to him in bed, right next to Grandma. A few hours went by, and then an event that would change their family's life forever happened. Bang, bang, bang! Shots rang out. Grandpa ran into the bedroom to tell the family to duck on the floor. He could hear footsteps running away from the house. Grandma clenching the babies, but only one was crying out. She screams in horror because her two-year-old grandbaby was dying. Suddenly, struck in the head. The grandpa screaming, Not my baby! She can't be dead! And Grandma looking in awe and in pain and being distraught. But while she was holding the six-month-old, she had seen that that six-month-old had been shot. 911 was called, and paramedics and firemen and cops were all there. With a look of unbelief and despair, the two-year-old died before he could arrive to the hospital. But now the question was, will the six-month-old survive? The police notified the mother of her loss. She drops to her knees, screaming in agony, Oh, no, not my baby. You got the wrong mother or something. They mentioned that the kid's name, and then she passed out. Rushed to the same hospital, no doubt. Mother sees that the six-month-old hooked to a ventilation tube Grandpa praying to the gods, looking confused. You see, the men who shot the kids were on the loose. They hid from sight for about 4 months, and they were on the run. They thought that the coast was clear, hanging with the homies, drinking some beer. Then a mistake was made that led to a capture. In their drunken state, they got into a fight, and the cops were called. People scattered and were screaming, "They have guns, run and hide." Shots rang out, bang, bang, bang. Once again, there was more anger in the air. People were ducking and diving in lieu of fear. You see, the cops arrived, and to their surprise, gunshots still was ringing through the air. People on the ground, crawling, trying to keep away from being hit by the stray bullets. You see, the cops got down behind their cars and yelled, "Put down the weapons or we'll open fire." Of course, the men said, "F the police," and started to shoot, one telling the other to cover me while I go grab the guns and the loot, and realized that they had made a bad decision. You see, the cops finally ended the shootout with all suspects being alive, but they was wounded. You see, a cop was staring at one of the suspects, told the detective that their guns should be taken and sent to ballistics. And sure enough, these were the same guns that were shot and killed the 2-year-old and shot the 6-month-old. These men were questioned, and they didn't even know that the cops were still looking into the case. They thought that they were in the clear, but when the cops questioned them about the shooting, they were shocked and tried to deny it. But just keep it real. God doesn't like ugly, so they couldn't hide it. But one of the guys couldn't keep his guilt and shame from coming to the surface. So he yelled, "We didn't mean to hit them kids," and a tear ran down the side of his face, and his pain led to a pure disgrace. Violence in our community really must end before another child's life is cut down before it begins. Justice is not true since a little girl's life ended at the age of 2. She could have been a doctor, a lawyer, a businesswoman, or even the president, for a kid who has no voice to make her own choice. You see, the criminals were sentenced to a 2-life sentence for this type of crime. So when or when will violence of any kind be eradicated? And only in due time, Instinct.
Big bro.
Sir.
I'm not even going to take a whole lot of time talking about it, because I dig that kind of poetry.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you.
Dope piece, Venom.
Oh, sorry. Dope. Let me get to rip that up. There you go. Damn, that was hard. Congratulations, Venom, on winning the Best Storytelling Poet Male Award. Congrats.
Thank you.
Congrats.
Thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
My man. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to get my little two-step on in over here and let y'all continue on with y'all show, man.
Make sure you hit me back channel so we can get your email address, bro.
For sure. Will do.
My man. Van Metal.
All right. All right. Let's keep it going. Next up, area code 803. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Who do we have?
Hi.
This is Juicy Fruit.
Okay.
This is Nicole R. Brooklyn.
Hey, Juicy Fruit. Yeah. With those lips. Hey, girl.
Hello, Nicole.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah,
it's good to hear from you, Van Meadows.
So we're just gonna get out the way, you know, because what you're wearing is bothering me immensely, and then you got those lips accentuated again. So I need to take a step back. We're gonna take a step back and let you do your piece. So go ahead and get on down so that we can get your award.
All right. So this is called The Bleeding Pen. I press firmly on my notepad, squeezing and choking the bottom half of his body, thoughts fluidly flowing as it moves rapidly and spilling onto the lined pages. These are the drops of blood flowing out of my pen. It's bleeding profusely with the hurt, pain, disgust, and distrust. Many have had, have, and will feel. It is bleeding for those who were forcefully silenced. It is bleeding for those whose rights were violated and revoked. It is bleeding for the mother and the father who had a child's life taken with the squeeze of a trigger. It is bleeding for that brother or sister whose sibling's life was exterminated as if it was an annoying bug buzzing in their ear. Is bleeding for that niece or nephew who just the other day confided with them a secret that would not be understood by their parents. Is bleeding for that aunt or uncle who was so much more than family but a true friend. Is bleeding for that friend or lover who was promised they would call when they got home but never did. My pen bleeds out without clotting so that someone else won't, bleeding to speak on the truth that has been twisted up and molded into a lie, the fabrication about a person's character to make spilling blood a justifiable act, bringing up an irrelevant past that had no bearing on the right now, misconstruing facts that were seen by your own two eyes. My pen bleeds for the brokenhearted ones whose heart will never be fully mended. My pen bleeds to expose the indiscretions that continually seem to be overlooked. My pen bleeds for the masking, of the making of a better world. It drips drops of compassion that needs to be felt regardless of race. Drops of humanity as well as love for your fellow man. And my pen will continue to bleed because the smallest trickle of ink will stain your memory so it cannot ever be forgotten. My pen will not be capped. It will be left to freely flow. In peace.
Okay.
Yes, 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 yes. Oh, my gosh, that was a beautiful piece. Dope, dope piece. I loved it. Let me just see what the judges got to say. Give me that envelope. Thank you. Okay. Juicy Fruit. You have been deemed best female metaphorical usage poet for this piece. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Go ahead, Nicole. I see you. Best metaphorical. Go ahead.
Thank you. I appreciate all the love. Thank you.
We appreciate you.
I see you.
Now I'm going to have the ushers usher you down to my seat. I mean to a seat. so stick around. It's the lips and the dress for me. You know, I don't know what y'all ladies be doing. Y'all know what y'all be doing. But anyway, stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show. All right?
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nicole Brookins, a.k.a. Juicy Fruit. Next up,
that's
J-Rob.
Your friend.
Next up,
yes.
That is my friend. Next up is Epiphany's own Mojave. Javi. You hear that crowd? Javi. What's up, Hav?
I don't know if that's a crowd or hot breath.
Cuzzo.
Yes.
Yes. Because we're already at a certain time, we can't dive in like we normally do.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask
you.
You locked
and
loaded.
Let's go. Let's hold on. I'm just checking my levels. Let me check my levels. Okay. All right. Let's go.
Go get it, brother, Mike.
I hope you're waiting, like I'm waiting. In between breaths, in between blinks, time is moving so slow, and I can imagine you opening your eyes up a night filled with us, filling us with the sweetness that's only shared when intention like tongues intertwine, passions realized and kept like the sun rising. I'm excited like a child on Christmas Eve, ready to unwrap this gift I've waited all this time for. And I can't sleep because I'm restless. I wait for sunrise and I measure the space and time in quantum leaps of heartbeats and beauty, written in words, written in spirit, written. But is this our story? Some say the more you lose when you gain it is the world, but is this our story? Time is moving on. We make revolutions around the sun. Each day lingers with the growing feeling of seeds planted. Expectation grows. Lotuses open in accordance with life. Brother sun speaks to sister moon in exchange for day for night. We lose track and we wonder, is this the beginning or ending? Some kind of wonderful each moment, racing sunsets ending in sleep, waking to find new days and nights, hoping to find you closer, standing still, stuck like a fly in amber, hoping that love has that time-stopping effect. And I'm waiting, and I want her to want me, like needing oxygen after being under for so long, and so long to lost love who surrendered and drowned, giving up breath. But we are mermaids. We swim the currents, praying for the love swept. Hearts kept waiting. Please be the dream I dreamt, the wish I sent when I put my penny into the wishing well. Well wishes have not ties, and I'm sleepless in Seattle. And I see it all. I just need to get closer than a phone call. Maybe even get into each other's vibe, because fear is a part of that. Too many times we crossed the middle passage to lose everything. Our name, our body, our spirit, and forgot I once called you queen and lover in the same refrain. Fear makes us sing those songs that make us so sick. Radios get turned off. They blare. Throw your heart in the air. No longer waving our arms like we just don't care. This is serious. I need your Osiris to put back my Osiris pieces, to love the callous parts for the concrete I pretend they are. Suck on me, heal me, make love to the northern part of my spirit before I go down south and experience the heat of your equator. And I have nothing, nothing except the space of the rib where you can take back what is rightfully yours. I give you the power that makes kingdom, gives honor and glory, births kings and queens, and I'd give a universe for you if it meant that we could find each other in divine time. I hope that you're waiting, like I'm waiting for this time to pass. Seeing heart to heart, praying that our spirits match, because I need you like you need me. A hope for we, future plans for family. But until then, we must transform all past pain, false paradise, temporary emotional tempest, precipitation of hurt and its value and submission to unconditional, unbridled, free love and all its possibilities. Hold tight. No one ever said that breathing was easy. We are mermaids. We swim. Time is moving on. And if you open your eyes, I will see the wonder and love from you past the woe. I hope that you're waiting like I'm waiting. For I only have time for a kiss. Poem.
Okay. I see it.
Yes,
I see where you're going.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I see where you're going with this. I said, mind your business. This is my cousin. Hey, check this out. Okay. Cool. Oh. I didn't think that one. Best romantic male, Mojave.
Wow. Congratulations.
I wasn't going there, but okay. The judges have
absolutely
spoken. Best romantic male, Mojave. Go ahead, Coco.
Congrats, bro.
I see. Congrats,
thank
boy.
You, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to thank God. And
no,
I'd like
no,
to thank
no.
All
we
ain't
got that
people.
Kind of time.
What?
We got that kind of time.
Okay.
Stop.
Oh, I'm just saying. My bad.
Yeah.
Very, very
well, thank you, God,
choices,
anyway. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
All right, Javi. Thank you, bro. Congratulations on your win.
Thank you, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank
Mojave
God.
Of his own. Tuesday nights, 9 p.m., Honey Dripper. All right. Thanks, Javi.
All right.
All right. Next up, we have Tila Shao.
Oh, for
and
real?
I say you look as equally as stunning on that red carpet and standing next to us right now. It's, oh, man.
I'm going to reserve my commentary and let you just do your portrait. I'm going to stand off to the side and just look at you and shake my head and go, no, she didn't.
Yeah, that part. That part. Go ahead and get down.
All right. Dare I tell you I love you in passing, slightly brushing your arm through a crowded space, or when you make eye connection from across the room, I see you in me and I see us making this soul connecting passion, stirring mind, gasm, provoking fusion. Now, let I not connect my shy eye with your sexy cocoa pools. Let it not grab me and let me not moan for more. Liquor helps me find the courage to do what I've done in my mind so many times before. Let my lips gently whisper in your ear, can I borrow you even if it is just in this moment? Can I steal you from your current thoughts just to let you know how divinely enticing you are? Can I lick your lips gently so I can taste the liquor you were sipping? Can I take you from here so I can show you me intimately? Can I beg you to drink from the land of milk and honey that flows from the valley deep? Can I drop down to my knees and worship the artistry of all that makes you a man? Can I lather myself in your essence and bathe in the flow that brings life? Can I tempt you to intertwine our bodies and combine our love, passion, and happiness that we share in this moment and extend it indefinitely? Can I implore you to penetrate until you are able to soak in the warmth and the depth of this hot spring and explode together like a rushing geyser, but dare I not lose sense of self, not even for a fleeting moment. Until then, I will continue to float in teasing eyes, wrapped up in the comfort of my XXX fantasies. In peace.
My God.
Oh, my God.
My God.
Oh, my God. XXX fantasies.
She knows this is like one of my favorite pieces, right?
What did the judges say? What did the judges say?
Okay. Whew. This is the first time this award is being given tonight. To the show, you are female best mic wetter. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Word porn.
Yeah. Hot spring, hot spring. It was a hot spring for me. It was a hot spring for me. Worship the artist. Okay. We're gonna have you ushered down to your seat. We'll talk about that piece later. We'll have you ushered down to your seat, ladies and gentlemen, to this hour. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My goodness. Next up, area code 302. Welcome to the Get Down Open Mic Poetry Limelight Spotlight Show. Who do we have?
Hello, you have Imani Lane.
Hello, Imani.
Well, hello, Imani.
Hello.
Imani, is your piece locked and loaded?
It is.
Well, then, Van and I are going to step out the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
Okay. This piece is dedicated to my daddy, Papa Diablo, and it's entitled, I Made Love to a Poet. Last night, I made love to a poet. Had my back broken by a silver-tongued devil, and no, that's not a euphemism. My body was jerked up into the ether by their pen. Their pen, a rainbow stick of exposition, laid me open like a book and wrote my pleasure across my lips in scripture. My body convulsed to the beat of every pen stroke. The words shot up through my center and out of my mouth in garbled tongues, loud enough to raise the dead. Last night, I made love to a poet, Beelzebub of broadside and Baroque. My eyes crossed, they scribbled their signature in my throat. My lips swelled as the ink welled up from their fountain, and I consumed it like communion for the testimony to the blessings they invested within me last night. I made love to a poet, Lucifer, and limericks, and lyricism, and remember, that's not a euphemism. My nails sharpened the points and wrote my passion across their back in calligraphy. My juices dripped from my body like the similes poured from their pen, and I offered them up as sacrifices, a welcome penance for supplying me with their holiest word last night. I made love to a poet, and I hope that I get to do it again sometime. Thank you.
Oh, man.
Wow.
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 Wow. Love that, man. Love that.
Hey, listen.
Love that.
I'm cutting to the chase. Give me that. Give me that. Let me get that. Hey. Best, deepest thought poetry going to Imani in dedication to Pi.
Nice. Yes, I love it. Congratulations. Mm.
Thank you so much.
Mm.
Thank you.
And please make sure that one of us gets your email address so we can send you what you deserve.
Please.
Will do.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Being ushered down to her seat. Whew, man. What a tribute, that piece. Man. Wow. J-Rob, what a show. What a show, man. Congratulations to all of the winning poets. There are 3 awards still left to be given. We will announce those on next week's Get Down for the Mr. Epiphany Award, the Get Down Award, and the Fan Favorite Award.
Favorite Award.
Man, you guys are amazing. Love what you brought. Love the energy. And you have all earned your awards tonight. You should pat yourselves on the back. Last words, we're going to start with you, J-Rob, the wise son.
First, Van, you know who loves you? That's me. Second, this was awesome. Third, poets, all of you, thank you for bringing what you brought. Y'all made this show. With in every sense of the word, you guys made this show. And please, please, tune in next week so that y'all can hear the rest of this and you can get your awards. We want to make sure that you get it. We got something special for you. Love y'all. Van Meadows, last words.
Absolutely, my bro. Ladies and gentlemen, first and foremost, Epiphany Radio salutes you. We thank you for bringing your talents, bringing your gifts, spending 3 hours at an award show. We know the credits are rolling on the TV screen for everybody else, but we live in color. Y'all looked amazing. You sounded great. Your energy, pure fire. J-Rob, the wise son, you my bro. Couldn't have done this show without you, brother. Great show. Kudos to you. Man, join us tomorrow night for Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Make sure y'all tune in. And then, man, without y'all, there is no Get Down. There is no Epiphany Radio. So we take our hats off and we salute you. And we just wanted to make sure that you guys know just how much we appreciate you. I appreciate you because it was well-deserved, well-deserved. And, man, I love it. I dig it. You guys are just awesome. Jay, aren't they awesome, bro? They just,
man,
phenomenal.
You being kind, they are in the stratosphere, just incredible.
Amazing,
incredible.
Amazing poets. So, one love, one mic. Continue to take your socks off, baby. Peace.
Peace, y'all.